requested Tiger's driver to be tested.
Yep.
Now, normally...
Which is ironic.
It's kind of ironic because he's the one, Tiger's the one who wanted testing and said some of these guys don't have real clubs, whatever. But usually you can request to have somebody else's club being tested and you can remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the person's name got leaked.
It always does.
It was Tom Pernice.
Right.
Which many of you may or may not know Tom Pernice, a longtime PGA Tour player, but the significant thing of Tom Pernice is he's one of the good, better friends of VJ Singh.
Right.
So it became a little bit of a scuttlebutt, and Tiger's club got tested, and it was fine.
Well, Tiger made that bed. You know, he started it all.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody's hitting it that far past a big hitter anyway. It's almost like him out driving John Daly by 30 or 40 yards. I mean, Phil Mickelson's long.
Right.
And especially when he's playing against Tiger, he's jacked up. He's gonna, it turns into a macho contest.
Right.
He can pound it farther. What I found interesting, and the USGA is starting to look in on this, because is it the ball or the equipment?
You know, I have that question all the time because, you know, you hear about Augusta saying, you know, the thing, we're gonna have a ball for everybody at Augusta.
One ball, a Masters ball.
And, you know, is it really the ball or is it the clubs?
Well, the USGA is beginning to think it might be the balls. And their stipulation is they're going to start checking on the spin rate versus trajectory versus everything else. Because I believe the swing speed on the iron bar that checks balls is like 105 miles an hour, 110
right.
tops. Most everybody on tour swings about 120. So that throws that out the window. Do you know, and I was flabbergasted by this, do you know what their limit is
on
a golf ball overall distance?
It's somewhere in the 260s, 270s.
That's what I thought. That's what I
thought. Or 289. 288, yeah. 289.
That's what I thought.
They raised it, I think.
To 320. 320-yard limit.
At 105 miles an hour?
Well, whatever it is, it didn't say. It doesn't say, at least in this article, what the swing speed is. Because you can't gauge it against tour players.
They must have raised his
iron
swing speed then.
320 yards. So the whole idea is, and again, Tiger's going to be using this ball, and he says he's getting 25, 30 extra yards. And so does everybody else. Everybody else is saying that as well. Does it help the average player like us? I don't know.
Here's the thing. Are they letting Justin Leonard, who's also a Nike, and I can't use this ball, or is this a Tiger ball only?
Here's what I found real interesting. You look at all the ads in the golf magazines now, and Nike is pushing how far their balls are going. You see that one ad? It's in every golf rag.
Yeah, it's
where it has
the three guys.
Paul Isinger hitting a 366, and Stuart Sink hitting a 340, and they have like 12 guys. No Tiger.
He's not in that one where they have Ishii. They have like three guys.
No, they have
someone.
No, they
else.
Have.
They just, they're holding their arms.
Oh no,
like
that's Ames. I believe it's Ames, Sink, and KJ Choi.
KJ Choi, right?
Tiger's not on that.
No, I. So it surprises me too. Tiger's not in a single Nike commercial.
He's got his whole different world.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a separate division of Nike, which I find really interesting. And I don't know if that's it. I wonder if that's an ego thing. Because wouldn't you want to have Tiger in with those other guys? I mean, maybe you make his face a little bit bigger, or maybe it's an ego thing that the other players aren't being diminished in the same ad. They're not being, thought of as less important. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of interesting.
I find it very interesting.
You're just spending money on a big Tiger ad. I mean, on a big Nike ad, you're spending full page. And your most high-profile player isn't in on it. I don't get it. All right, $9.50 on the ticket. We'll see what the rant has in store now.
Are they here?
I don't know. Are they here? Well, it's only 9:50. We got time.
Well, I know Corby was on vacation.
We'll do it next. Something on the ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and the North Texas Toyota dealers want you to take home a brand new Toyota Tacoma truck. So take the time to turn up at your Toyota dealer and register for the Tacomathon hands-on contest to be held at the Dallas Auto Show April 13th through 17th. You can win the truck and a trip to New York City during the NFL Draft Weekend. Details of theticket.com. If you're a little handsy, this contest fits you to a T. From the station of...
Just hopefully whoever... ends up buying it, you know, treats everybody and operates the team the way it's been in the past. He's been a great owner and great memories here.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. I don't ask why.
talk about some of the hardcore alcoholics on this team. I mean, after some of the games and they're really depressed or whatever, some of the guys are like, hey, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. And, oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Is that the way it goes around here? The way drunk stops?
No, not the hockey guys. It's straight home from the rink right to the house and getting a good night's sleep.
Some of the groupies goes, and the women in particular, I mean, let's be honest here, they didn't ever flat out proposition you like, hey, my breast will always be open, or baby, you can rest your weary head on me, and there'll always be a spot in my parking lot if you need a little coke and sympathy, right? That happens a lot.
That's all fairy tale. That's not the life that we live, not in hockey anyway. No, maybe way back, 20 years ago when I was younger.
Okay. All right, Kirk Muller, we appreciate it, man.
Okay.
It's the drop thing.
Have you been avoiding those cash advance stores because you're afraid somebody might spot you and the whole experience will leave you feeling kind of down and out? Or maybe you don't feel safe carrying some of your hard-earned cash out of one of those stores. Well, CashAdvance.com has got you covered. You can apply for a fast cash advance online and in the privacy and the safety of your own home or office. No driving, no lines, no plexiglass walls.
CashAdvance.com is the Internet's leading cash advance and payday loan service. It only takes a few minutes to apply for a fast cash advance that is deposited directly in your bank account. It's safe and convenient and can be done from any computer. At CashAdvance.com, your short-term cash solution is just a click away.
So log on. It's CashAdvance.com. Or you can click on the CashAdvance.com logo. It's on your radio player right now.
1-800-GOLD-AIR now asks you to consider Murphy's Law, which states that there are two ways of doing something, and one will lead to catastrophe. Someone will do it. Let's apply that to your home's air conditioning system. Refuse to get a preseason checkup now, and it will undoubtedly fail you around July 4th. Go ahead. Take a chance. And chances are just about every AC company will be too busy to respond immediately. But if you'd rather not follow the path to catastrophe, do yourself a huge favor. Make the simple call right now to 1-800-COLD-AIR and get that preseason checkup to avoid disaster when the temperature is 103. In fact, when you call 1-800-COLD-AIR right now for your preseason checkup, you'll get a pair of concert tickets absolutely free. That's right, a free pair of tickets to a really cool Texas country concert and the peace of mind knowing that your AC will be cool right through September. Now let's review, shall we? Avoid your home becoming a sweatbox on the hottest day of the summer. Call 1-800-COLD-AIR now for your preseason checkup. Call now. 1-800-COLD-AIR. 1-800-COLD-AIR.
Put your hands on it. The Ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
They're expecting to get golf
back up and running within the hour. Rick Pitino has his third program in the Final Four as Louisville Cardinals take on Illinois at 5:07 tonight in St. Louis. And Pitino talks about his team's weaknesses.
It's been one of our weaknesses all year, our Achilles heel. But because of that and our players realizing it, we've been a good rebounding team. We're not overly long, not overly physical, not overly tall. So we... realize that we have to gang rebound, and because of that, it's been a strength toward the second half of the season.
In the later games tonight, Carolina meets up with Michigan State. Both of those games can be heard right here on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket, our next ticket ticker comes up at 1010. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. Radio 1310 The Ticket reminds you that to truly love another, you must first love yourself. And it wouldn't kill you to wash your hands in between.
9:57 on The Ticket. T-Box winding down, awaiting the entrance of the ramp.
Anxiously waiting.
Yes. I want to thank Jason for running the board. Thanks so much. By the way, he was absolutely correct on the beehive situation where they stick around just long enough to protect the queen during a front. And then when the front goes, then so do the bees.
So they left?
Yep, they left. Right. And also thank you to Sean Bass. And by the way, the One Club is next Sunday. Go to theticket.com, print out the application. We have some spots left. It starts at 8 o'clock. We'll be done in plenty of time to watch the Masters. Mere $99, good prizes, good food, good time had by all.
And we will see a lot of people tomorrow at our event.
Yep.
Remember, it is daylight savings if you have that 7 a.m. tee time.
Yeah, so do plan accordingly for that. A lot of people to thank for the One Club. It's North Texas Toyota Dealers and Car Toys. And for our tournament, the Avid Golfer Tournament, Tag Heuer, Bockendorf, North Texas Nissan, Precept Golf Balls, or Bridgestone now. Yeah, or Precept. The Fellowship Club, Reebok, Nelson Tickets, because we get Nelson Tickets. You know, good stuff. Good time to have out on Cowboys, Eagle Golf. Your mom, my dad, whatever. Follows the other way around. Got to give them equal time, too.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Well, we're going to have a good time tomorrow. We got some funny things lined up.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's funny.
And I'm sure there'll be another Larry David moment in Craig's life, and we will report back on that. Masters next week, I'm taking Ernie Els.
You know, I hate to take the chalk, but this is Tiger's year. I think Tiger...
I want Tiger to win. Golf needs it. But
I think Tiger is just going to tear up the majors this year. I said it 3 months ago. I'm still sticking to it.
Well, Ernie Els in the last five Masters has never been lower than sixth.
But my sleeper, I will tell you my sleeper, I think Sergio has geared his entire year, last year and now, to win a major.
You know, I thought about that. Because he came in fourth last year. Fourth, he had a great final round. But his putting is god-awful. He's like 124th in putting this year.
Yeah.
If you can't putt at the Masters, you got no chance. Watch out for the amateur Ryan Moore.
You know, love Ryan Moore. This guy...
He had to cut last year.
He's almost as celebrated an amateur as Tiger was when he was an amateur. He's winning everything.
And he's a guy that goes to UNLV, where Chad Campbell and Chris Riley went.
Right.
And the coach says he is so far above their game at the same time. Here's a guy that has one round over par the entire year in college.
In college?
In college.
He's not a pro yet.
Yeah. And two, he doesn't use yardage books. Just goes like, you know, like we did as a kid. I would take about 160 yards. Looks like about, you know, 7-8 iron.
Well, I'm sure he looks at the markers,
but he doesn't have it. I mean, you go to a PGA Tour pro. I mean, you see this thing. There's hieroglyphics everywhere.
Yeah, but you know what? I wonder if the pros really need to use them anymore because every golf course they play has been lasered.
Yeah.
And every sprinkler head has got a yardage mark on it. So within 3 or 4 yards, you know exactly where you are.
He has not the textbook swing. He doesn't go to a swing coach. The most he'll stay on a practice tee is maybe 30 minutes. But watch for him to do something. He's playing with Phil Mickelson and Retief Goosen. And he played with Arnold Palmer last year because the U.S. amateur champ always gets to play with Arnie. And Arnie said it was the best he'd ever seen a first-year player putt.
Wow.
those greens. One putted one time. Or three putted one time.
Wow.
That is pretty darn good.
Very strong.
All right. I don't know, man. Are these guys showing up or...
There
he is. Matsui.
Bird.
What's up?
There we go.
There we go.
The star of the show has arrived.
10 o'clock.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Brownie crisps.
That's not mine.
Of course.
Hey,
back
for vacation.
What the hell?
How about that?
Big 3-ounce bag.
Hey, sunshine.
You guys all look like you just woke up.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
I did.
In the same bed.
I like that sweatshirt.
I bet them Bulldogs.
Nice.
Tell me about them. What they got?
More than Southeast Oklahoma,
Northern Arizona.
You went to. All right. Did you kill that deer and put it up here?
Yeah.
What is
it? What is up with
here? Hold
deer.
On. That deer crossed me by being alive.
The side, on the side.
What do you mean? Is this a...
I keep insisting that the world keep turning my way. Look where I end up. A wall.
Oh,
oh no.
The talking deer.
It's like the deluxe version of Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Yeah. How many things did you think so?
It's going to stop.
It's like a concert.
Well, let's just play this and let him go home.
All right. It's good background music.
Was that your gift to Junior?
No, I bought it for myself. I just haven't had a chance to
You just want to act like you killed something?
I killed it.
Wow.
What was the surprise?
Well, the Y guy brought that up for Junior.
What was it? Was that the surprise for Craig?
Yeah.
That's a
it was?
Guy.
Yeah.
Why did the Y guy bring a talking deer?
Oh, I thought it was a wine guy.
The guy on Channel 8.
The little scrawny guy that gets up in the morning?
Yeah.
Like at 5 o'clock?
Why did he bring that up for Craig? I don't understand the bit.
Mike Castellanucci. What's the deer reference, though?
I don't think there's any deer reference.
Craig, just the deer of the morning show.
Funny gift.
So what'd you do on vacation? Anything new? Exciting? Hanging out?
Funny golf?
I saw Corby on vacation.
I was supposed to, but he never showed.
Yeah, that's actually...
We had an emergency that evening.
That's actually a good vacation, though, you know? Just sit
hang
around,
out.
Do nothing, catch
you know
up
what I did? I would sleep. I would sleep in late, and then I would get up, and then, like, walk the dogs, and then I'd come back home and be like, I'm going back to bed. And I'd get lied about...
That's what retirement, I think, would be.
It is. I swear to God, that's what I thought of. Like, this is what I'm going to be doing
aimless life.
5 years from now when I'm retired. You're retiring in 5 years? I plan on retiring at 26.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, so it was nice. Played some golf. Played out of Cottonwood the other day.
Yep.
It's, shocks me that course holds a professional golf tournament.
Why is that?
Wow.
Well,
that's
uppity.
Words.
That's uppity country club talk.
Those are gross. No, it's actually, it's in good shape. Cottonwood's in good shape. They're going to peak. It's going to peak at the right time.
not a hard golf.
Hard sports.
No, it's really not, man.
Is this still the T-Bot?
Easy.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you guys. All your dads use handkerchiefs?
My dad used to. I don't know if he still does.
My dad used to. It grossed me out.
Yeah.
It's really
booger
disgusting.
Rag.
Yeah.
Booger hauling around.
It's called booger vaults.
I mean, seriously. And then it's like reusing toilet paper.
Well, especially when there's, you know, when maybe you're not of optimum health and you...
Yeah, you get allergies.
Yeah, and
whatever.
Your nose is actually running and then...
All day?
You seal it up and then when you unseal it, it's like prying open the pages of a Playboy.
And that
are we
goes,
still talking about the handkerchief?
Yeah.
And that goes into the washing machine with your other clothes.
No, forget that.
And
it goes back in your pocket. During the day, so...
Yeah, forget what you're saying, Corbin.
We got our father-in-law more handkerchiefs. That's what he wants. He wanted that part of his birthday present. I'm thinking, does anybody...
It's a dying art.
Did your dad do it? Nope, never did. But he's a medical professional, too.
So he's into germs?
So after
that... So he's into germs?
So after this next generation passes on, is the handkerchief dead?
The handkerchief's dead, just like our parents' generation, the little hat that everybody wore went out. You know, like the 20s hat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. My grandfather used to wear that. Yeah.
What are those called? Like
Deion Sanders.
Herbies?
Deion
Sanders
wears those.
Yeah, well, he really hadn't brought it back into the
I don't know. As different facial hair styles come back, over the years. I think the hat comes back.
Not that hat. Everyone in America owned one of those hats. Every man in America walking down the streets in New York City was wearing one of those hats.
Everybody at a Dodgers game?
Yeah. You see those old reels of baseball games? Everyone had the hat.
Yeah. That won't come back.
How hot would
they
that
fall
be?
Off.
I guess you fan yourself with the hat.
Felt.
And then women wear those big, crazy hats, too.
You know what I did notice, though? I went to a convention up in Chicago this week, and the people from the East Coast were all in suits, and there were four guys from Dallas, and all of us were dressed like this, and we looked like we were so out of place.
Like you're in college, still.
But yeah, I mean, it's a difference how casual our town is versus the East Coast and stuff.
I love it.
I do, too.
Will the baseball hat ever go out? Like, 100 years from now, people are looking back at baseball games and people wearing hats?
No, the only thing that changed on baseball hats is the crown. Because you still see some of the major leaguers today, they have a crown that's like 5 feet tall. It's like a billboard.
Right.
Those old guinea hats. So you guys are going to be on Pope Watch today.
Yes, we are. Way to bring the room down.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just letting you guys know that.
When's he supposed to die?
Better than letting two Jewish guys be on Pope Watch.
That's true.
Yeah.
You guys
the one and a half.
Has the Concorde landed in Rome?
What's that for?
Is Terry Schiavo's husband safely landed in the Vatican City?
I don't get it.
Yeah, the Concorde is null and void, I think.
No.
They're not removing his feeding tube. And he doesn't do that to everyone.
That's what I heard the other day on the morning show.
That's his new job.
I'm just quoting Gordon.
Do you find that kind of weird?
Well, he dragged me to the front
of the room. That's his job now, is to unplug everyone's feeding tubes?
Yeah, he's the new Kevorkian.
He is.
He's the angel of death.
Do you think that's kind of weird, Gordon, that everybody is there in mass awaiting the impending announcement?
Yeah, that St. Petersburg Square. I mean, are they going to stand there for
St.
20 days?
St. Petersburg Square. That's in Florida, but that's okay.
You're a real good Catholic,
what
Gordon.
What'd I say?
That's St. Petersburg Square.
Oh, yeah. They're sitting there waiting on him to die. How long are they going to wait?
As long as it takes.
As long as it takes. And what's the smoke connotation? Black and white. What's
black means that they've got pretty good weed in there.
White means Michael Jackson's innocent.
Right. And like a brown means the Rangers are going places this year. So look out. But we'll continue the Pope Watch next, I guess.
Yeah, we need to probably turn the TV on just in case he dies.
Yeah. Why don't you guys have the Pope
so
TV?
So we don't miss the story like we missed the Nelly retirement.
Uh-oh. That may be the call that we're waiting for.
Yeah. Could be Dan Bennett. Could be Dan Bennett.
Italy, we need you.
Hang on the air. Could be Dan Bennett, too.
You are our best new American Catholic.
Come to St. Petersburg Square.
It's not a Jamaica tourism commercial.
Go to!
All right, let's end on a lighter note. How'd you guys do the other night at the awards?
We won.
How about that?
Thank you.
And we won.
Yeah, Mike and Greg won.
You know what? And I missed your guys' meltdown. How funny was it? I missed it because I had to get out of the car by the 8:10.
It was horrible. It was a massacre. It was bad.
Really? Yeah. I mean, just nobody, no, not even a peep.
No, Danny and I were laughing because we were drinking.
This was the AWART Awards?
Yes. Yes.
And this is our local, like, it's like the Oscar Awards for local radio and TV.
Please don't compare those to the Oscars.
I know, but how else do you explain it to someone who hasn't
like
been there?
It's like the daytime Emmys.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
But it's real nice. That's the thing. That's why you have to compare it to the Oscars. Is because
it's like the People's Choice Awards.
Yeah, who votes on it?
People inside, well, okay.
The women?
It's really unstable. This is the way it works. The morning show, we've been up, I think we've been nominated 5 times. We won 3 times.
Wow. Pretty good odds.
But the 4th time, we didn't turn our essay in on time, therefore we weren't even eligible to win, although we were nominated.
Food college.
Okay, so this is how they do it. You get nominated by people in the business, okay? They canvass everyone and say, who do you think is the best radio show?
And you can't vote for yourself or your station, obviously, right?
No, and I don't think they even ask the on-air talent. I guess it must be salespeople and GMs and management and stuff
who
like that.
Who knows the best?
And
yeah, those sharp people.
And so then you get nominated. So they take the top 3 of those, and those are the 3 nominees for best radio show. Well, then, each one of those
nominees has to write an anonymous essay. They give you three questions, I think, and you have to answer those questions anonymously. You can't let on as to who you are.
So
and then they vote on who the best essay is.
Did Grego write the essay for the Hardline?
Yeah, he just put a big X on it.
Dear
the
A-Ward.
Wait a minute, so if they don't know who wrote it, how do they...
That's what's very unstable about it.
Is holes in the envelope, so even though it's supposed to be an anonymous vote,
everyone
knows who voted what.
Ultimately, among the nominees of who are the best radio shows, they pick the best essay, anonymous essay writer.
So it has nothing to do with their show. It has everything to do with their essay.
Yeah, which I've never understood that.
That's
now,
retarded.
Now, by the same token, I think that they have some way of knowing, because otherwise...
That's weird.
I mean, there's no way that Craig always writes our essay, and there's no way... All he says is that he half-asses each one of them, yet we won 3 years in a row.
Grego,
and might have won the fourth year if we had turned in our essay on time.
Grego wrote it in crayon and manila paper.
So what do you get
for winning? He drew a picture of Reverson Plaza with a rainbow over it.
Right.
What do you get for winning?
And then a couple stick figures up front and that's him and Ryan.
All right, so when Mike and Greg went up there, did they say thanks to you and Danny and everything else? Were you just baggage at that point?
We didn't count really. He didn't even let Greg talk. Basically, Mike won the award. To be honest, Reiner won Radio Show of the Year, the Mike Reiner Show.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Too bad.
Why didn't you guys go up there? I was wondering about because we were on stage. Well, we were backstage because we were about to present an award right after they won theirs. And I was standing back there, and you never showed up.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood brought everybody up for his
movie. Well, Corby started to get up, and Reiner shoved his shoulder back down.
You're not real far from the truth there.
Oh, no.
I stood up, and we were all clapping, you know?
Right.
And I looked at Mike. I go, should we go up there? Me and Danny. He goes, no. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's so good.
You didn't do anything to win this.
All right, why don't you boycott?
That's good.
And then what happened when they got up there? Why didn't Grego talk?
And then he wouldn't let Grego talk.
No.
He's like, thank you. I guess after 11 years, you finally figured out our worth in this market. And then he walked off, and Grego's like standing there looking at him going, well, do I talk?
I think he
does. Well, did Grego at least pick up the award off the podium and take it? I'm sure.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think you need to boycott every, 7 seconds you do per show.
Yeah.
Somehow. Boycott so he apologizes to you on air. Because that's not
good
right.
Luck.
I know.
Yeah.
They get another week off.
It's true.
Just sit there.
Well, it's good that Mike's finally been rewarded for all his hard work.
Yeah, he's really been laying it on the line this last year. Really tearing it up.
Oh, geez. So what do you get? Is it a plaque? Is it a...
They give you like a
microphone?
You get a little
trophy. A microphone or
no? It's like a cheap little.
It's like a monolith.
Glass. Yeah.
So where is it?
A Glock.
I don't know. I think he probably gave it to Dan. Dan Bennett won General Manager of the Year.
He did.
Made
yeah.
A little,
about made that.
Palace. Yeah. So Gordon, which
I guarantee
one,
I know where it is.
Which one did
it
you?
It is up on Reiner's mantle right now.
Everything
is
white
cleared off.
All the pictures of his kid are gone.
Right.
So what did you present?
We presented Broadcast Personality of the Year, which was TV. TV Personality of the Year is what we presented.
It was really funny because...
Rory Campos?
No. It was between Jane McGarry, Nui Scruggs, and John McKay.
Nui?
Yeah. Right.
Jane?
But Gordon, who was the third one?
John McKay.
Yeah.
Gordon did the...
John McKay should have won.
Gordon did the Pat O'Brien voicemail bit with Jane McGarry,
so into you.
She's so hot.
So creeped out.
Yeah. It's like, I just want to go get some coke and some hookers and party.
Maybe she just didn't get the reference.
I was wondering how many people have actually heard those.
Right.
Yeah.
I bet you Jane McGarry has no idea what
she's
doing.
She has no clue.
She didn't.
So what was the crowd reaction at that point?
Well, I know there were two people that were dying laughing. Me and Danny.
Again.
Oh, I was right
on
there.
The cheeks and about their eyes and stuff.
Have you heard it yet, Craig?
I've read them, but I haven't heard them.
That was my favorite moment of the year.
I heard the Norm one.
Was listening to those.
Yeah, those are
is that right?
And I call every friend that I have who owns a computer, basically, listen to this. This will change your life.
Have you seen the scoreboard?
Yeah,
the one that...
GordonKeith.com.
GordonKeith.com. He has a link, and
it plays all of them in chronological order as they appeared on this woman's answering machine, and they have a little tote board every time he says a key phrase.
Yeah. That's from
Opie
and Anthony.
Yeah, and it's fun.
It's really fun.
So fun.
Craig, you got just be sure your kids aren't around.
And that's to put him in rehab? Well, I think the years of coke abuse that led up to those voicemails had something to do with it.
Was Mike Snyder there at the awards?
I don't know. I hope not.
See what his reaction would have been.
I hope not, because I made several Mike Snyder jokes.
Did they have to crane him in?
On a whale stretcher? Somebody has a dipper of water and keep wetting him down?
He's just in the orchestra pit, laying on the stretcher.
they have some Eskimo harpooning his blubber for feeding his family. Just take out big chunks of them.
Oh, my God, we are late.
Are we?
Yeah.
That's just a long time.
All right, coming up next.
Play ball!
Beginning this Monday, it's Grounded or Pounded on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. A place where P1s have a chance to put their balls in play.
Here's a pitch.
Listen to Donovan Miller every morning at 7:35 for that day's Secret Ranger. And when to call in on the one ball line. Swing for the fences and win.
A spotted Rangers fantasy game, 42-inch plasma TV, a trip to Yankee Stadium, Fenway Park, and Cooperstown, or a 2005 Nissan Xterra.
It's not rocket science. It's Grounded or Pounded. Listen, play, and win beginning this Monday morning. Brought to you by Grubbs Nissan.
He's ancient, if the truth be told. Come on, coach, give me one more chance. Eddie Murray's so old, he's gonna crap in his pants. Wheelchair. Walking cane. Say hi, dog. Please. Dog, why you gotta be dissing me, huh? You peach gotta give me my box. Whatever the hell that means. Joni, Chachi, Fonzie and Pal are chilling like a villain eating burgers at Al. Pinky Tuscadero was a real hot chick. Maybe she's the reason that I can't kick. Word.
Drop page.
Yo, 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 this is Richie Cunningham, kind of like that Ron Howard character on Happy Days, kicking it old school, or middle school, or high school, or whatever. Okay, here's the situation. I got fired. It's real frustrating. You may have heard of me. I'm a field goal kicker, or was. Now I'm drinking hard liquor. I missed 10 field goals with 3 in a row, so I guess you could say I pretty much blow. They got a backup, his name's Toby Cohen, and if I ever see him, I'll kick him in the groin. Right. Whatever. Give me a break, please. Yeah, right. Eddie Murray's 43 years old. He's ancient.
Drop Page Radio.
I want you to try that. If my guards don't get you, I will. I'm trained to be a cage fighter.
You are.
Yeah, whatever. I look forward to my retirement. I'm going to enjoy every day.
Yeah.
Drink a case of beer and get out of bed. And eat beef until sundown and then wallow around in a mud puddle of my own self.
That's retirement.
Why don't you tell everyone now, hey, you crap your pants every day?
Why do you tell them why you cut your own hair?
Why do you crap your pants?
Why do you cut your own hair?
Why do you crap your pants?
Why do you cut
your every day? Get every day, can't work your pants.
Oh, and they're both gone.
Page Radio.
These are some excerpts from the congressional hearings on steroids in baseball that you may not have heard. Jared, do you have? Let's pull it up in there if you have it.
I'd like to recognize the distinguished senator from the South, Jackie Walker Hooker. Keep moving.
Why did you sexually molest Donnie?
Hey, you can't prove that. You can't prove it. The only people that know that are dead now.
Oh, hey, okay, you guys are on the air.
But I love Nelly.
Oh, I mean, I've taken dumps bigger than Mark, so I'm not threatened by him.
It's interesting you bring that up because I want to make it known.
Mm-hmm.
Make it what?
Known.
Known.
What?
That I fired you. He came in my office. I said, here's your check. You're fired. And he didn't handle it very well.
Really?
He took a dump and left.
What's with his DMs?
I had Mexican food.
Still no way to act, I would say, Nelly.
Oh, good golly. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
I'll see you when I come over to your house and kick your ass.
The Ticket, Rock Cage Radio.
You know, my ass fell out a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So I have medical problems, and Mark helped me through that.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't deserve to be rich, and certainly doesn't deserve to own a basketball team. But he's been nice to me.
Okay.
Well, Mark, is there anything you want to say to Nelly? Because we have you on here together, and we understand that you really haven't spoken hardly at all in the last couple of years.
Thanks for de-emphasizing defense so much the last few years. That's really paying dividends for us.
Well, you know, we all do what we can.
Well, I wish you would have done something.
Yeah.
Like maybe attend to practice every once in a while.
Hey, I have a question for you while you're on here.
Okay.
Why did you sexually molest Donnie?
You can't prove that.
Max, the way car buying should be. Dallas Fort Worth Ticket.
The Dallas Mavericks are back in the postseason for the fifth consecutive year. The sticker brought to you by Dish Direct and Man's Best Friend. Dallas dominated the Sixers last night on the road by a score of 100-83. New head coach Avery Johnson is happy to lead his club into the postseason, but he knows his team has bigger goals ahead of them.
We're very grateful to have an opportunity to participate, but obviously we know that's not our goal.
The Mavs at 49-23 have today off before heading to Cleveland tomorrow, taking on LeBron and the Cavs. That is a nationally televised game on ABC. It's Final Four time tonight in St. Louis as the 36-1 Illinois Fighting Illini take on a tough Louisville squad at 5:07 tonight. Illinois AP Coach of the Year Bruce Weber and his team isn't feeling the pressure, however.
In a way, we grabbed the victory, but at the same time, we got a break. Now let's take advantage of it. I'm not sure that the kids felt the pressure. Maybe that's why we got a little stagnant in the second half. We got over the hump. I think now we're here, we're just going to relax and play.
In the late game tonight, North Carolina takes on Michigan State in the semifinals. You can hear both of those games right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Pre-game coverage begins today at 2:30. And two running backs have decided to change teams in the NFL as Giants back Ron Dane has signed a one-year deal with the Broncos yesterday, and the New Orleans Saints inked veteran Antoine Smith. The 33-year-old Smith ran for 509 yards and 4 touchdowns last season for the Titans. Our next Ticket Ticker on the way at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturdays from 10 to noon right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We awaiting a statement from the Vatican here on the ramp. On the Pope's condition, his health has been poor in recent days, and it is said that he will...
Pope Watch 2005!
It's said that he won't, he shan't pull out of this nosedive he's in now, so... the Vatican has said that they're coming out.
You're cutting in.
Oh, now. I'm sorry.
You need to enunciate a little bit.
So, yeah.
So look, there's St. Petersburg Square.
There it is.
Yeah, Corby identified that as St. Petersburg Square.
The most famous square of them all.
It's like not even square either.
No, it's round.
So, anybody want to make any predictions as to how long the Pope has?
He'll probably hang on for life. A couple of weeks, I bet. He'll drag this story out just to get the Catholic Church from PR.
Nah, I don't think he's going to make it past 3 days.
Five? So are we going to be on the... I mean, like Matt Lauer, all the bigwigs from the networks were on this morning.
Yes.
So are they going to stay there the whole time?
I think so. I think Rhines and Grego and George and Craig are coming in today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the round table. It's a big story. Hey, this is, who is the longest serving pope? This is like the second longest serving?
When
third
is he,
longest serving?
Pope,
like late 70s is when he became pope?
Yeah.
Pope Ed. Oh, is it Ed?
Bob
on the hotline. You got Bob on the hotline. Do we really want to take a bunch of Catholic bashing stuff?
Let him bash.
Bob the Baptist.
All right, Bob the Baptist to bash Catholicism, yes.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Bob.
I'd like to apologize on behalf of Bad Radio and Tom Gribble in specific for reporting about 24 hours ago that the Pope had died.
Oh, you did?
Oh, my gosh, you did?
Well, not you. Tom, we were on location, and Tom, I guess we have even a breaking Pope news sounder now or something at the station, so...
With the new gay Doc Morgan?
Yeah.
All right, let's just move on.
We're in the middle of Ranger Talk or whatever we do, and the sounder breaks in, and Tom comes up to the mic like Walter Cronkite. And
no! we gotta play that.
It's like probably 12:25 or so yesterday, and he breaks in and tells everyone that he's sad to report that the Pope has passed away. And, you know, we throw it to break. And,
oh, no.
Then he's still alive when you get back on the air.
And you know what's funny? We came back from the break like at 12:30, and Tom was gloating because BAP and KRLD weren't even on the story yet. We just completely kicked their butt on the story. So
we kicked all the other stations' butts.
So sorry about that.
Where did you get your information from?
Well, at Dallas Can Academy, we don't quite have Pope news being funneled into us. So,
somebody,
you know,
somebody probably called Tom and was like, hey, did you know the Pope's dead? Hit the sounder!
Yeah.
Didn't even go on the computer or anything.
Yeah, the Mike Minton guy told Tom.
Right.
So he ran with it.
I think the Pope's dead.
Our bad. Well, see you later.
See you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. So you want to try and find that audio and play it next?
Yeah, let's do that. We'll hear... a horrible misstep by Bad Radio in the history of
specifically Tom Gribble.
Yeah. Next.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Alpamine Show, Final Four weekend is here, and it's Sachor Prediction Sunday for Major League Baseball. Yes, we'll tell you who's going to win what and who's going to win it all, and we'll do it all Sunday morning, 8 to 11. Grego, please get out of the bathroom, okay? All on the Mark Alpamine Show, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
There are those that believe you have to be in Bristol or L.A. to talk intelligently about sports. I guess that's true if you like interviews with authors of books about women's tiddlywinks. This is Texas. This is Dallas-Fort Worth. And this is The Ticket. The first, the original, the live, local, all-sports station that gives you breaking sports news first guaranteed. Big name guests and information about our teams in our town every 20 minutes on the Ticket Tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Sport.
We say good morning to the Mavs owner, Mark Cuban. Mark, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
Mark. And we say good morning to the former Mavs head coach, Don Nelson. Hello, Nelly.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Fine. Well, Mark, we'll let you go first. Is the relationship between the two of you as bad as we've all heard?
Yes. I fired Nelly because he's a drunk. He doesn't believe in defense. He's overweight. And he smells like a possum's ass.
Nelly is...
I've been at this a long time. And Mark has been nice to me.
Uh-huh.
He gave me a generous severance package. And, my ass fell out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
All right, look for Mr. Jim and Athena State. And Papa G's is tucked away back there behind all that.
Mr. Moopa.
Behind the poopa.
Look for Mr. Moopa.
Right.
What?
What?
We'll just go on, okay?
Mr. Moopa.
We'll just keep going.
I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive. I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive. Would you go to bed with me?
Coming next month on VH1, Behind the Music takes a look at one of the world's hottest rock bands, Descending Hunan, and lead singer Junior Miller. The Descending Hunan story started in humble fashion.
You know, we played the smallest clubs in Europe for years and years. We had some awful, awful gigs. I mean, one time, we played in front of about 3 people at a laundromat in Brussels. Afterwards, I said to the band, I said, you know, hey, I mean, we got to, you know, I mean, I forget the rest of the story, but it was wild.
But one smash hit put Hunan on the map.
Nobody expected Points for Sex to be the hit that it became. I never dreamed it would hit number one in 17 different countries, including Portugal, the Ivory Coast, and Chad. I mean, it really took off in the U.S. too when the band let me tour with the Miller Lite Ticket Time Wasters.
Behind the Music will explore the interesting relationship between Mega World Big Time rock star on loan to a radio station band.
You know, it's a love relationship that I have with the P1 rock fans. I give them everything I have on stage. And in turn, they've made me one of the biggest rock stars in the history of the big, strong, round world.
But this story is not completely a happy one. Junior Miller and Descending Hunan almost broke up because of Miller's offstage problems.
You know, after the release of our second hit, Don't Trick Up Your Sex, I hit rock bottom. I mean, I was such a big rock star, I just didn't know how to handle it.
Drop Feed Radio. Drop Page Radio.
I mean, I was such a big rock star, I just didn't know how to handle it. I got hooked on drugs, got hooked on booze, had a gambling problem, worshipped Satan, married a cousin, contracted the plague. I even attended a Sidekicks game. I almost lost it all. But in the end, the music and the fans saved me.
Indeed. Miller and Hunan are back on top with their new hit single, Sex for Points.
Sex for Points!
Sex for Points is an important statement for us. I think it shows we're not a one or two hit wonder. It shows our music has a little bit of depth to it. And really, I think this is just the beginning. You know, there's a lot of injustice in this world, and I want to sing about it. And as long as I feel that way, we're going to keep putting out good music.
An independently owned and operated location near you, visit the upsstore.com.
This is the ticket.
The Mavs are playing great basketball right now as they head to the postseason with a 49-23 record. This sticker brought to you by Man's Best Friend and your North Texas Toyota dealer. A 100-83 win last night in Philly clinched a spot for Dallas in the playoffs. Right now, the Mavs are in the fourth spot. They're only one game back of Seattle for third. Sonics guard Rashard Lewis will miss some time with a bone bruise in his right foot, so Dallas could move up in the standings over the last 10 games. If the playoffs started today, Dallas would play the Kings, but the Rockets are a half game back of Sacramento for the five spot. The Rangers play their second-to-last exhibition game of the spring today against the Diamondbacks in Albuquerque. Buck Showalter was on with Norm yesterday and named a few players he's been impressed with and surprised.
Richard Hidalgo was outstanding this spring. We hope that carries over. Sandy Alomar was just what we thought he was going to be. Gerald Laird showed his health that he's going to be ready to go.
Texas and Arizona get underway this afternoon at 2:05. You can see that game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. And Red Sox starter Curt Schilling will start the 2005 season on the 15-day disabled list after undergoing ankle surgery in November. Schilling could be back by mid-April. Boston opens the season tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium. That game can be seen on Fox 4. Take a ticker service of Nationwide Insurance. Life comes at you fast. Be ready with Nationwide Insurance. Auto, home, life, Nationwide is on your side. Our next ticket ticker comes up at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Will you ground it or pound it? Beginning this Monday, listen to Donovan Miller at 7:35 for that day's Secret Ranger and find out how to hit it hard, go yard, and win. Brought to you by Grubbs Nissan, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
7:38 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Cut the music. No, that's fading down the music. Cut the music. That's it. We are waiting for the Vatican. As to the Pope's condition, this is... So, we're waiting on an announcement from the Vatican.
Right, they're going to make a statement.
And the statement has been delayed. So I wonder if something's changed from what they were going to make the statement about from... Now they're having to scramble and... Saying, oh, we have to make a different statement.
Boy, it's almost 7 o'clock in the evening in Rome. I wonder what time their scheduled statement was.
I don't know.
These elections are going to be crazy for the Pope.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think we're look for a dirty campaign? A
lot of mudslinging. I'm going to try to run.
So I don't know why I was bagging on this and Craig was defending it, but why do we still have to do the whole... smoke business now.
I don't know.
It's just ceremony. I mean, all of Catholicism is based on ritual and tradition. So, I mean, that's like the...
Not all of it.
Most all of it. And that's like the...
Except for the pedophilia.
One of the biggest symbols, yes.
Still, but, Mass is in Latin.
Yeah, Mass isn't in Latin anymore. I mean, they've done a lot of stuff to update it. I would think that this would be one thing they could easily update.
Yeah, but they only get to do the selection of the Pope, you know, maybe three times a century.
Yeah, but shouldn't they take advantage of some of the new technology that's come along?
No, this is like their time to play act, and all the, you know, College of Cardinals, it's like they live for this. This is their time to shine.
Hmm. You've been to the did you go to Italy?
I've never been. Uh-uh.
Did you go to Italy, Corby?
No. I don't know where it is.
It's the country that looks like a boot.
Okay.
It really is fascinating, and Neil Young hospitalized for brain aneurysm.
Doctors expect full recovery.
Oh, my God.
We're reading the CNN crawl.
I don't know.
That's a bigger story than the Pope.
Yeah.
For me.
Freaking Corby. I was over at his house yesterday or day before or something, and he has, like, Neil Young biographies laid out everywhere. And it's
I have
a
one.
Neil Young
I
festival
have
over
one.
There.
It's the only biography that
a
he has.
A candlelight shrine.
Corby's obsessed. Anyway, so what were we talking about?
The Pope.
Neil Young.
So, yeah, we expect the Vatican to comment on Neil Young's condition.
Would that be funny? Mr. Young.
Mr. Young suffered a brain aneurysm. It is a full recovery. This is not something that will... disrupt the day-to-day operation of the church.
I want to drink your blood.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey.
Mind if I sit in here?
Go ahead.
Talk about this a little bit.
Who's this?
Michael Schiavo.
I thought you were in Rome.
Well, I am. I'm on satellite hookup right now.
How's it going over there?
Hey, did you hear? By the way, Terry Schiavo died since the last time we all three were together.
True.
And did you hear how her last moments were? Michael Schiavo kicks out Terry Schiavo's brother and sister out of the hospice, so they were being disruptive. So he got rid of them. And then he went in there.
He had the power to do that?
Yeah.
Then he held her real tight.
Yes. He went in there, and he was holding her. And he was, you know, kind of by himself with her, and then she's dead.
Huh.
So what's with that?
Well, I mean, she was going to die.
Yeah, but not with an ether rag stuffed down her throat.
The orange ball gag?
What were her last words?
Stop, Michael. Please don't. That's what I heard.
My God, I'm hungry.
Okay.
Let's get back to the bad reporting from Tom Gribble.
Yeah. All right, do we have this now?
Yeah.
All right, this happened on Bad Radio yesterday where Tom Gribble, for some reason, we don't know what his source was on this or anything, but Tom Gribble gets information that the Pope has died, so he breaks in Bad Radio with this announcement and was gloating afterwards the fact that no other news organization had it before the ticket did.
I don't know how it's going to happen, but I still am going with tech. I'm not...
High five, dude. All right, 1226. This is Sports Radio 13. 10 the ticket. So Vladdy will be happy with the Final Four this weekend. We
breaking Pope news now.
Oh, no. We've got bad news from the Vatican.
I thought we're not supposed to diminish the breaking sports news sounder.
Pope news.
Now it's we have a breaking Pope news sounder.
Well,
okay.
Let's not go.
This is according to Reuters. The Italian media is reporting that the Pope has passed away.
All right. It's
and we've made a breaking
26.
Pope news sounder.
And as Tom Gribble has reported, the Pope has passed away. This is a ticket.
Wait, hold it a second. That's all they did on the Pope's death? I mean, they were under the mistaken impression that the Pope had died, but Bob and Dan believed it, and that's all they felt that it was worth?
It's time for break.
Well, they were late to break.
That, to me, is almost as big a story as Tom Gribble getting the info wrong.
Well, maybe they came back from break and discussed it further.
All right, we have Groobs on the line, who is a source close to the story as to how this happened. Groobs, what the hell's going on?
Well, what happened was we had CNN.
No, this is not
on...
Gribbs, this is Groobs.
Yeah, this is Groobs.
Hi.
Hey.
We had CNN on the TV in the control room, and the problem was Tom saw the report as the Pope has flatlined and not died, just said that he flatlined.
We've all flatlined.
Do what?
Go ahead.
But Tom decided to have me hit the breaking Pope news sounder.
Well, where did he get Reuters in Italy?
Well, that's what it said on CNN. It said Reuters had reported that the Pope had flatlined. But it didn't actually say the Pope had passed away.
So maybe they got out the paddles and revived him real quick?
Right.
Which I had heard that story, that he had gone into cardiac failure. And they had revived him. That happened a couple days ago, though.
While he's out, they might as well just try to get rid of that hump in his back.
Just shave it off?
Yeah.
It's like a mole. Just take a razor. So Tom goes on and reports this. Well, how do you explain bad radio just seeming like it was no big deal?
I can't explain that. You have to ask Bob and Dan. I thought it was pretty
coming back, TCU News.
Because Bad Radio's not here to talk about Catholicism and religion. We're here to talk sports.
Well, that's Bad Radio coming from other markets and coming here to the ticket. That's their idea.
Oh, shut up.
We local boys, we know that we talk about the big news of the day.
All right, Groobs. Thanks, man.
Love you.
Party.
Gosh, that's just so shocking.
And here we are 24 hours later. And he's still alive.
Still waiting
for the Pope to make good on Grib's promise.
Boy, this is like a, you know, like when there's a big storm or like a hijacking or a, the whatever. They always get the experts on.
Right, they drag out every expert they can figure
well,
out.
Yeah, now, like, this is the glory time for all the priests in America. They're just dragging whoever they can have to talk about the Pope.
Pulling them off whatever little boy they can
Would
find.
You stop it.
Hey, can you take a break from that for like 5 minutes?
Not every priest is like that.
I'm Catholic. I can make those jokes.
Right. So you're making fun of your mom.
You are barely Catholic. How Catholic are you these days?
I went to Easter Mass.
Uh-huh.
Easter?
When was okay. That? Is that it?
Yeah.
That's all you've done? That's been church involved lately? Are you going to stay a Catholic? Are you thinking of switching?
I don't know. We'll see.
I'm sticking to it.
Oh, gosh. When was the last time you went to Mass?
Thursday.
Thursday?
When you say Mass, what do you mean?
This is the first he's even heard the term.
Right.
When was the last time you took communion?
Who is she?
Now,
took her where?
To eat?
Now, did you become Catholic?
No, I'm not Catholic.
Okay, so you're Lutheran still.
Yeah, I was married in the Catholic Church because my wife's Catholic. She's a really good Catholic. I'll give it to her. But
you go all the time?
Yeah. I'm not a good person.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, did you guys, I missed this, you already talked about it. Did you guys hear the ridiculous routine they have to go through to confirm he's dead?
Yeah, the smoke and stuff.
Well, they have to bonk him on the head 3 times with a mallet. I'm serious.
Yeah, there is something weird
what?
Like that.
No, they have to call his name, Carol Wojciechowski or whatever his name is, 3 times while they're standing over him. And then they have to bonk him on the head 3 times with a silver mallet. And this is not a kid. This is not a joke. This was on the news yesterday. Yeah.
You think it's real cartoony like that?
I think that's probably a little bit out of date.
This little knot coming up on
the head.
This is
what I'm talking about.
There's little birds flying around it.
The cardiogram is flatlined, but they're going to bonk him on the head with a mallet.
Why can't the church update that?
Lord knows.
They need to do away with that, the old tradition of it.
So Craig was defending that?
Yeah. Oh, he loved that. He was like, man, I hope they kick
President Bush has died.
No.
I see his picture on CNN, so therefore he's dead.
Well, don't take the Tom Gribble approach to passing along news, which is just, if you see something up on TV,
Daylight Savings Time is dead.
No, that was just a graphic that said we're about to go through Daylight Savings Time. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello, Sunshine.
Hi.
How
Who's this?
This is Jessica.
Oh, yeah. How old are you?
21. Sweet. I love you, too.
Oh, yes. All right, so what do you have to add to this?
So, I think it's very interesting that Bob and Dan broke this on the ticket yesterday.
Right.
Because my darling husband, unfortunately.
Oh. You're in a bad cell. Now, go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
Your darling husband what?
My darling husband was so in belief of all of this. It was great. And then he comes back, he's like, what, the Pope is alive now?
He thought the Pope came back to life?
Yeah.
So he believed the report that he had died.
It's Easter, but it's un-Easter.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, what are you doing today?
Actually, I was
wearing panties and...
Wearing panties and running around half naked.
Oh,
where's your husband?
When was the last time you enjoyed being a woman?
What does that mean?
What?
Like had a period or something?
Is that the definition of enjoying being a woman?
I think so.
Hey, someone can enjoy that, though. You know, the art paintings and all that.
Yeah, have you seen that? I put that link on GordonKey.com. There was
what?
Some
finger painting.
Artist, yeah.
I'm not lying.
Who does menstrual blood paintings.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
You mean... She jars it and then uses it?
I think she uses her own body as like a...
Like an
inkwell.
Or those people who
so it's like a spray painter?
No.
She doesn't squat over the canvas.
Hoist herself up there and...
What does she do?
I don't know. I'm not sure how it works. Go ahead, Jessica.
But then those people who find that it's not very good to not save your bodily excrement.
What?
Huh?
Wait, what? No, that they do save their bodily excrement. And these are those type of people.
You're right. Like me.
Like it's not.
What? Corby? Uh-oh, Corby just jarred something over there. What you got, Corby?
I missed.
That's awful.
Hey, bye, Jessica. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye. All
right, so what are we doing next?
You need to stop emailing me.
What?
But I'm not kidding.
What are you talking about?
About the old man Minaj.
I almost vomited. And what was that other one you sent?
I don't know. I think
what was happening there?
A woman was...
She vomiting?
Performing an act of admiration on a guy and vomiting at the same time.
I don't need that in my life.
I thought you did.
No,
I didn't know.
No.
I didn't know. Somebody told me that you were looking for that.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next.
I've Googled it. I can't find it.
The thing you need.
Four. It's the P1's most popular pastoral pursuit.
You still better get rid of a little bile early in the morning.
The 7th Annual North Texas Toyota Dealers T-Box One Club Golf Tournament. Saturday, April 9th at Westridge Golf Course in McKinney.
Oh, yes. Please, yes.
Put yourself in position to participate by grabbing your one favorite club. Then sign up now at theticket.com. Don't wait. At just $99, this thing always sells out.
I am so sorry.
One club can win it all, but you only get one.
One.
Brought to you by Car Toys and the station that says where there's a...
This is Drop Page Radio.
Go to your room and lock the door, because when you try it once, you'll want to try it some more. Time doesn't matter, and that's a fact. It might be full, but it's a big and true. Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They might really come to them hard as well. Enjoy yourself, we want to tell. Everybody does it, they like it a lot. You can do it at school, just don't get drunk. It takes a few minutes if you don't feel late. Take your time and your rest all day. Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. It might really jump to them all as well. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Corn Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors. Bust a nut at a convenience store near you.
Radio, Drop Page Radio.
Earlier today, I went up there and had this conversation with Al Bernstein. Okay, Al, first off, talk about how you got into this business. I mean, a lot of people back in the day, probably when you did, it wasn't like everyone was trying to get in it now, but it seems like everybody's trying to get in it now, for better or for worse.
Well, they were then, but there was a little more latitude, I think, for coming through the cracks, if you will. I was a newspaper editor back in Chicago and had written a book on boxing and done some TV and radio, and ESPN was a fledgling network, and they were coming to Chicago to do boxing as one of their 4 stops, one each week of the month, in a different place. And I kind of clawed my way in because I knew a lot of the boxers in that area and got on a show and sat in with... Tommy Hearns, who was doing the color as a kind of a guest color commentator, and I think Sam Rosen was doing the show, and they liked what they heard.
Drop Page Radio. The Tickets Drop Page Radio.
And they liked what they heard, and a couple of months later, I was doing shows in Chicago and the other Western sites, and then a year later, I was doing everything.
Okay. Right, you started out actually in broadcasting.
Can you stop it?
Yeah.
Okay, now. Very generic question, but it's kind of ironic that he worked cracks.
I know.
And talked about boxers.
I know.
So he has no idea.
Oh,
so
God.
Very
no.
Generic.
None. Now, were your parents, were they supportive, or were they thinking, all right, what are you doing? Are you getting too much in the public eye here?
This was well after I'd already, my parents were already passed away. I was already 30 years old, so I had already had a whole newspaper career, and was a newspaper editor for 10 years, and then... That's when the ESPN thing really happened. That's when I really got into broadcasting.
Okay, so did you ever actually want to get into the arena of the business, or were you kind of always on the outside looking in?
Well, I was always...
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Be there.
Well, I was always involved in media as a newspaper person. And always wanted to be more involved in the electronic media. And when I had the opportunity to do some radio TV things in Chicago and then gear it toward boxing and ESPN came, came along, that's when I kind of clawed my way into ESPN.
Okay, and where would you rank yourself in this business? Because there's a lot of heavy hitters out there, and I mean, you know, for better or for worse, there's people that are three or four big guys above you. Where would you rank yourself?
Oh, well, you know, that's for others to do. But, you know, my feeling is that, you know, the majority of my career has been associated with boxing. And certainly in the boxing venue, I feel like, you know, I would hope that my name would be associated with the major people in the sport. It's impossible to put yourself in terms of the overall world of sportscasting. Obviously, there are giants in sportscasting, the Bob Costases and people of that ilk. And
the Ticket Stop Page Radio.
Web at parkplacelexus.com.
The Ticket.
The NCAA Final Four gets underway tonight in St. Louis at 5:07. One seed Illinois and number four seed Louisville meet up in the semifinals. A trip to the NCAA championship is on the line, and Cardinals coach Rick Pitino knows the Illini are pretty strong.
They've been the best team in the country from start to finish. They're a little blemish, 3-point shot away from being undefeated. They're great in transition. They're great at every phase of the game.
And in the late game tonight, the Tar Heels of North Carolina take on Michigan State. You can hear all the Final Four action right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Rangers fresh off an 11-7 win over the Rockies yesterday in Albuquerque. Stay in New Mexico today to play the Arizona Diamondbacks at 2:05. Texas opens the regular season Tuesday against the Angels. And manager Buck Showalter likes his team's mindset heading into the season.
There's certainly not any flukes or Cinderellas in the game of baseball. We play too many games. But there is a positive atmosphere and karma that snowballs over the course of the season. And you're waiting for something good to happen instead of waiting for something bad to happen.
You can see Rangers Diamondbacks today at 2:05 on Fox Sports Southwest. And good news for the St. Louis Rams is defensive end Leonard Little was found not guilty of drunk driving yesterday. If he was to be convicted, Little could have faced up to 4 years in prison. However, the jury did rule that he was speeding and will receive a sentence on May 6th. Ticket Ticker is service of Napa Auto Parts. Protect your car's engine with clean motor oil. Stop by Napa Auto Parts today and pick up a Quaker State conventional motor oil for just $1.69 a quart. Napa, get the good stuff. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 11:10. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturdays from 10 to noon right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hey guys, did you know that the average washing machine holds 2 bags of ice and 24 cans of beer? See, it's not a worthless appliance after all.
Sports time, 10:59 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. Of course, The Ticket, your station for Pope coverage. As the Pope is nearing death, we're expecting an announcement from the sport Vatican, the Vatican Sports Department, pretty soon. Are you guys, you're watching The Wire, right? Okay. Come on the air for a second.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so we got it covered in the newsroom.
Yes,
everything.
We have The Wire, we have CNN, we have some other websites.
Okay, what's the latest?
Latest is they are expecting an update within the next hour. They said that about an hour ago, so they're going to get an official word from, I'm guessing, either a cardinal or an archbishop or somebody high in the Catholic realm, even though I have no idea.
Are you Catholic?
No, I'm not, but my whole step family is, so I know all the customs and traditions.
Step family. You know all the customs
and
traditions.
Well, I don't know all of them by heart, but I'm used to seeing them acted out in mass or whatnot.
Okay. So you know the custom of confirming a pope's death?
I think I have a pretty good idea about it, but I've only learned about it recently in the last few days.
Okay, and what is the custom?
Why are you making him do this? No, it's fine. From what I understand, they burn some
weed.
Yeah, weed, some smoke up a chimney. It's black, that means he dies, and I think 20 days later...
Wait, no, it's like an execution thing?
No, it's not an execution
thing. If the smoke turns out to be black, that means the Pope dies.
No.
And if
no.
It's white, then winter lasts an extra 6
years.
Yes. Or do they just throw
the
his...
Pope see his shadow?
Or do they just throw his body into the fireplace?
And see how it burns? And it's like a witch. It's like a test to see if you're a witch. If he burns, then he's a witch.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Santa is alive.
Hmm.
So, to answer your question, I'm not really sure about the customs with the smoke, but I think as soon as...
Your stepfamily didn't teach you those?
No, they didn't.
Hey, he's a stepkid.
Actually, they totally turned their back on me at this point since mother and my stepfather divorced.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
no.
None of them call me or talk to me anymore, so... Yeah.
We just heard... terrible.
It is terrible, so I'm going to call him out on it right now.
So, anyway.
We're trying to upstage the Pope.
Yeah.
That's true.
Why are you making this about your mom's divorce?
So, is this your second, her second divorce?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
I know. She just cannot
tell your mom to quit tramping around town.
How old is she?
She's in her 40s now, I think. I'm not sure. I think it's 42, 43.
43?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah, she had me at 19, so yeah, she's pretty young.
Is she hot?
I think at one point in her life she was pretty good looking, but now she's just a mom, so.
Pretty used up.
I don't know. I don't see her much. She actually moved down to Brownsville.
I don't see her much.
Now she moved to Brownsville after the divorce. I live with myself.
Oh, I guess you are old enough.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you're a kid.
Sorry.
Yeah. How old are you?
She moved 23.
She moved to Brownsville?
Yeah, she
is
actually...
with all those Mexicans?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy because after my parents divorced when I was about a year old, she moved down there about 4 years, and I didn't know her until I was about five.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Your dad had custody
of me? My dad had custody of me, and then she moved back.
Oh, no. She was a tramp, wasn't she?
I don't know. I seriously doubt it.
She do donkey shows?
Wait, what are you doing? This is his mom.
Come on now.
Barely. She left him. How do you leave a one-year-old kid?
She was young.
She was 19.
She was 19.
Well, so were you.
Well, yeah.
Was he?
I was about a year old, yeah.
Now, are you closer to your dad?
It doesn't matter if you're young. You still don't leave a kid.
That's true.
Are you closer to your dad?
Well, naturally I am. He had custody of me my whole life, but...
How old was your dad when your mom was down there screwing the Mexican?
23. He was my age, I think. Yeah.
One?
No, he was 23.
Oh, okay.
I'm 23 now. He was 23 then.
One.
But my mother and I have really, you know, we have a really good relationship now. She moved back.
She lives here now?
She did, but then she moved back. Like I said, moved back down there after
some more of that Mexican sauce.
Well, I guess.
What is that?
Chorizo.
Chorizo.
Wow, what a sordid tale that is.
It is.
That's your Pope update.
Yeah, that is the Pope update as of 11:03 Central Time.
Okay.
You want to hear the...
Pope's still near death.
So what about your dad? How many times has he been remarried?
He actually just got my stepmother died when I was 7.
Oh.
Yeah, that was tough. And then he...
What'd she die of?
Yeah, let's not talk about that now. We don't have to.
Yeah.
Okay, but
she got a cancer when you were 7.
I was 7, yeah.
So he had been married to her for how long after?
About 3 to 3.5, 4 years.
Did he know she had cancer when they married?
Actually, she had cancer as a child. She had leukemia, then she had a relapse, a different type of cancer, when she was in her late 20s, and she was in and out of the hospital.
So he knew she had cancer when he married
her. Yes, actually, you know, I don't really, I mean, I'm sure my family wouldn't care if I say this right now, but actually my stepmom was bald because she lost all her hair as a child, and she was secure enough with it. My dad, you know, she was a beautiful woman. My dad didn't care, and she wore like...
So he met her when she was bald.
Yeah. And she was a lovely enough lady that, you know, they fell in love and got married.
Okay, so she dies when you're 7, and did your dad remarry after that?
He spent about, how old am I now? 23. 2 years ago, he got remarried. So...
And how's that going?
Going pretty good from what I understand.
How old is she?
They're close to the same age. They're in their 40s.
Wow, so he didn't get married for all those years?
Yeah, he had a long-time girlfriend. Things didn't work out.
Uh-oh.
But...
Did you like her?
Yeah, she was great.
Was she hot?
No.
Did she ever come on to you?
She's old. I don't know.
What was the question? Did you ever come on to her?
You're not phrasing that properly somehow.
What the hell?
I know. All right, so anyway...
Mm-hmm.
So where were we in the story? You and your dad sharing the girlfriend.
No. My father had a long-time girlfriend, and things didn't work out. He spent a few years single, then he just got remarried 2 years ago, I think.
All right. And so how has all this family turmoil helped you in your news, in your Pope gathering?
Good. Good. I mean,
right. Well, that sounds like certainly a strong case.
I feel like I'm up to date on the Pope because of all of it.
So are you going to get married?
Not anytime soon. Maybe 5-6 years from now.
Yeah, Sean, you ran over an old lady once, didn't you?
No,
Tommy.
Not every ticket.
Please do not. Please do not lump me in with him.
Gosh, poor Tommy.
Yeah.
No one wants to be associated with him.
He's a good
guy. All right, so the Pope is nearing death. And we understand that if he does die, well, I guess when he does die, he will die.
Will he?
If I have anything to say about it. So if when the Pope does die, they have to call out his name three times, his weird Polish name, and then they have to bonk him on the head three times with a mallet to confirm his death. That's the way the Catholic Church confirms death.
So when I die, my wife's going to have to bonk me on the head?
Yeah. And then she'll come over to my house and bonk me.
Three times?
Yeah.
Sweet.
She's just gonna, I'm going to open the door, and she's gonna be there with a big smile on her face, and she's going to say one word.
Finally. Are you ready to bonk? I'm so Catholic right now for you.
So,
and
anyway.
And then the cock crows three times.
What?
No, you're confusing things.
Hmm. All right, what were we talking about? Oh, we were taking your telephone calls.
204-787-1310. Hey, we need to listen to the Dr. Laura.
Yeah, I've been getting an email on this. What's the Dr. Laura plan?
I don't know, but Frito and Dan both called and said it's really funny, and we have it in here.
Let's listen to it next.
You want to?
Yeah, it's a Dr. Laura prank.
Next.
Play ball!
Beginning this Monday is Ground It or Pound It on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, a place where P1s have a chance to put their balls in play.
Here's the pitch.
Listen to Donald and Miller every morning at 7:35 for that day's Secret Ranger and when to call in on the one ball line. Swing for the fences and win.
A spotted Rangers fantasy game, 42-inch plasma TV, a trip to Yankee Stadium, Fenway Park, and Cooperstown, or a 2005 Nissan Xterra.
It's not rocket science. It's Ground It or Pound It. Listen, play, and win beginning this Monday morning. Brought to you by Grubbs Nissan, Miracle Mortgage, and...
Very few people are on that level. I'm very comfortable with where I'm at because I've had the opportunity to not only do all the boxing and make a name for myself there, but do things like my radio show, in which I can branch out in other sports, and I've covered other sports for SportsCenter and other places. So I've been able to, the thing that I like is that I've been able to be eclectic enough to do a lot of different things in this industry. And more than anything, I think that pleases me.
Okay, and so what about on the publishing side? Would you consider yourself, or on the newspaper magazine side, would you consider yourself still up there amongst some of the big boys? I mean, that's how I learned to know who you were actually in the first place.
Well, I'm really not. I mean, I really don't do any of it. I haven't done that for 20 years, really. I mean, in terms of newspapers and writing and for print. I mean, I don't do that now, so.
Okay, well, how do you justify what you do in terms of, like, what, you know, there's a lot of groups that are saying, oh, how can you put this type of stuff out? How can you do this type of stuff? Are there a lot of groups that run into you personally that say, why are you doing this type of stuff? Why are you doing this type of stuff?
You mean like the boxing, for instance?
Yeah, in one way, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, boxing is obviously a sport that that not everybody's on board with. And there are moments when I wonder about the appropriateness of two guys in there with gloves hitting each other. But it is a sport, and I treat it as a sport. I don't treat it as a fight. So I understand, though, that's not everyone's cup of tea. So I don't argue with people about it. I just accept their viewpoint.
What about from the adult entertainment side? Do you catch a lot of flack from that?
What adult entertainment site? I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, I mean from your magazine and everything.
What magazine? I don't have a magazine. I don't have an adult entertainment magazine. Who do you think you're talking to? I'm Al Bernstein. I'm a sportscaster. I don't have an adult entertainment magazine.
But you're Al Goldstein.
No, oh, my God. You've got to be joking with me.
You're not Al Goldstein, the publisher of Screw?
No. Oh, this is a goofy thing, obviously.
Okay. No, I thought you were. Those guys told me you were.
They screwed with you. Radio.
I thought we'd all be educated and take a listen at how Fernando screens calls and see if he's not letting good callers through.
Okay.
Not listening.
Oh, God, here we go. Hello, you've reached the ticket. This is Fernando.
Fernando.
Yes.
I have an opinion on Aikman.
Great. Listen, hey, look, I think we're about 7 minutes from break right now, so
okay. Why
don't you just hang up? We won't have time to get to you.
I can hold through the break.
Well, I can't. Goodbye. Hello, Fernando. You've reached the ticket.
Hey, Fernando. What's going on, man?
Hello, yes. What?
I got a cue ball for Christmas.
Great.
See if you can name this tune, dude.
That's Foreigner, 1978. Cold as ice. Don't waste my time. Hello, this is Fernando. You've reached the ticket.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Aikman comeback.
Hold on a second. I have another line ringing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Hello, the ticket.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Aikman comeback.
Hold on. You got to get to the other guy first, okay? Hello? What?
Yeah, want to talk about that Aikman comeback?
Yeah, listen, I don't think they're talking about that anymore.
Yeah, they're talking about it. Listen to them right now. They're talking about it right now.
Well, I'm not. Hello?
I'd like to talk about the comeback.
Yeah, listen, why don't you come back later when I'm actually interested? Hello, the ticket. This is Fernando.
Fernando?
Yes.
The ticket. The ticket stops radio.
Hello, the ticket. This is Fernando.
Fernando?
Yes.
I'm really desperate, man. I need to talk to somebody.
Yeah, listen, I really can't talk to you. I have to edit the newspaper online. So.
Hey, man, I'm a day one team. I need some help. Please talk to me.
Yeah, listen, I'm not interested, okay?
Please talk to me.
No, I'm not interested. Goodbye.
Oh, God.
God, what a weakling. Hello? Hello?
Yes, I want to talk about the possibility of me coming back to the Dallas Cowboys.
Who is this?
It's me, Troy Aikman.
Well, what specifically do you want to add?
Well, I wanted to give you an exclusive on a secret deal that Jerry and I made just last night.
Yeah, listen, Troy, I really don't think we're going to get into that. We're moving on. We're going to talk about Sean Bradley. If you have an opinion on that, call back in 15 minutes.
Get Charter and get hooked. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Dallas-Fort Worth ticket.
Your Dallas Mavericks have a day off today before wrapping up a successful road trip tomorrow against the Cavs. This ticker brought to you by the Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Man's Best Friend. Dallas has now won four straight after beating Philadelphia last night 100-83. Eric Dampier returned to the team last night after missing 21 games with a stress fracture in his foot. And Damp pulled down 10 boards in 17 minutes for the Mavs Center, wants to keep improving.
I know Tech was doing a lot more going into this game. I knew they were going to limit my minutes to somewhere around 16, 17 minutes a game. And over the next couple of games, next couple of days, as I continue to practice and we continue to play games, my minutes are increasing.
The Mavs take on LeBron James and the Cavs tomorrow afternoon. You can see that nationally televised game on ABC. In baseball news, three top-line pitchers will be starting the season on the disabled list. Boston's Curt Schilling will be out a few weeks as he is still recovering from ankle surgery from this past November. Dodgers closer Eric Gagne has a sprained right elbow. And Blue Jays all-star lefty Ted Lilly has tendonitis in his throwing shoulder. And going on right now at the Bell South Classic, the rain has stopped at the moment. They are back to action. Right now we have four golfers all tied at 2-under atop the leaderboard. Jonathan Burtz through 10 holes along with J.L. Lewis. Hunter Mahan and Justin Bowley are both through 8 holes. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 11:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Saturdays from 10 to noon right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Check out the Mavs Ticket Cribs at theticket.com, a guided tour inside the homes of your favorite Mavs players. Win tickets to the game and autograph stuff from SBC Home Court and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Who is this? From Snatch.
Oh, it's Gordon.
Oh. From Snatch?
11:15, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Ticket, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. For The Ticket, I'm Gordon Keith, and for Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, we got Corby. We got a big prank that happened on Dr. Laura, which is heard on our sister station, 570 KLIF, I believe.
When is she on?
I don't know. Middays or something?
Does she do well?
Noon to 2.
I dislike her. I'm not familiar with her.
I dislike her. She's a real know-it-all.
You guys
she?
Listen to, like, other talk?
No. I listen to The Ticket, and I listen to CDs. Yeah. All right, so do we have this ready?
Yeah,
do we need any setup to this thing?
All I know is
this a collar prank?
Yeah, it's a collar prank, and both Frito and Dan McDowell have highly recommended this to me, personally.
Jeremy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi.
I have your Go Take on the Day coffee mug.
Excellent.
Like Don Nelson.
I don't drink coffee, but it does work good on my desk.
Well, it holds tea, pencils.
Yeah, and my little TV.
There you go.
All right. I have kind of a strange question. We've been watching this Terry Schiavo case and listening to it on the radio, and it's been for a few weeks now, and me and some coworkers actually took a bet on to see when she would pass away, and I won a considerable amount of money, and I'm wondering, I feel a little guilty now about this money, so I wonder what... You know, can I keep this money, or what should I do with it?
Give it all back to everybody who bet.
Do you think so?
Tell them it was sick.
What about if I give it to charity?
No, I think it's a lesson each person who bet needs to learn.
Yeah?
Why?
I think you do better giving... The most charitable thing you could do is hand the money back to each and every person and tell them this was sick. We never should have done this.
Because we now got money on the Pope.
So this is really a fake call, and you're a jerk. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. My number 1-800-DR-LAURA, and I'll be right back.
Oh, and you're a jerk.
It wasn't as great as they were saying it was going to be, but
no, that guy was pretty funny.
Are they that, or is she that tightly wound?
Yes. You've never heard her? Okay, this is
well, I mean, I've
shit.
Heard her, but
she's like the most judgmental person you've ever heard of in your life. The most know-it-all, she is right, the most moralistic. You know, tells she.
What is she? A psychiatrist?
No. She's just a talk show host.
Yeah,
she's
I don't
not
think she has any trading.
She's not a doctor.
No, she has a doctorate, but it's in like kinesiology or something. It's not like a psychologist. She's not a psychologist or anything. I don't think. So anyway.
Oh wait. Hey, we have a live statement. Can we pop this up?
Can we turn it up?
Pop up CNN.
Well, turn it up, Corby.
We pray for our Holy Father, as we pray that the Lord will either give him a miraculous gift of recovery or at least will ease his suffering so that he may go home to the Lord in peace where he is so much loved and expected.
Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy. Lord,
yeah, what are you talking about, Dave?
Well, it wasn't the Vatican statement, but it was a statement.
It's a statement from a Catholic church in Hoboken.
Well, it's called Washington. I've been raised in the Tom Gribble School of Journalism, where you see something and you go with it.
Dave just said, the Pope is speaking.
No, well, I didn't say the Pope is speaking. So, yeah, so Dr. Laura is just such a jerk to her callers, right? Because she's trying so hard to come across as tough-lovey that half the time she doesn't even listen to their problems. She just tries to pick out the first thing she can do to rip them apart, and that's what she goes with, and people applaud her for it.
And she does really well across the country.
Yeah, she doesn't listen to people. She does not listen to her callers.
Who's a bigger jackass, her or Dr. Phil?
She's a much bigger jackass than Dr. Phil. Much bigger.
Did you know how Dr. Phil made his money here?
Used cars?
Coke. I don't know. We're all just guessing, Corby. Just tell us.
Used cars and Coke. This is how he met Oprah, too. He ran some business where they would do mock trials. I don't understand this. I've never heard of this before. People would pay money to see how trials they thought would work out. Like, he'd get a jury or whatever and do a trial.
Well, that's real inexact.
Yeah. Huh. And, that's how Oprah met him. Her meat trial up in Amarillo, her beef trial,
her
whatever that was.
Trial.
Her meat curtain trial. How awful that trial was. But I guess he made a fortune. He's got a house that is monstrous out of TPC. I saw it the other day.
Did you hit into it?
No, I didn't hit into it. I thought he was a doctor.
No.
He's a therapist.
Well, I thought that's how he made his money. Like, he was some bigwig around here. And, like, all these crazy Highland Park ditches went and saw him and stuff. Sorry to knock my hometown like that, but...
So you want another interesting Dr. Laura item?
Sure.
So she, it comes out that they're these supposed nude photos of her.
I remember that.
Yeah. And so Dr. Laura, who is the queen of you take responsibility for your mistakes, you take everything's about personal responsibility, right? Says they weren't her. And then it comes out, you know, then she couldn't deny it anymore. Then says, wasn't me, but I don't want to talk about it.
What were they from?
From a married guy that she was having an affair with.
Is she married?
Took nude pictures of her. She wasn't married at the time, but she is now.
But she was screwing around with a married dude?
Yeah. And you got to see, if someone called her up and said that they were having an affair with a married dude, she was merciless.
Or if someone called up and said that somebody was trying to blackmail them with nude photos, well, how did these nude photos occur?
Yeah. Why did you do that? Well, I think you just got to accept it. You had to just take the punishment. But it didn't apply to her. Just typical of anybody else who's up in their high position who, you know, thinks that they've done no wrong. See, that's why I always align myself with the dregs of society.
Mm-hmm.
Where anything good that I do is the surprise, not anything bad that I do.
Let's just say there is a heaven right now.
Will the Pope go there?
Does the Pope have a better shot than you or I at getting in there?
Who knows?
Well, I'm asking you.
So
God is the one that knows that.
So is the Pope gonna share a condo with Terry Schiavo and Mitch Hedberg?
I guess so.
What a weird
odd
condo
that is.
The Pope, Mitch Hedberg, and Terry Schiavo.
The Pope and Terry just mumbling at each other, and Terry and Mitch Hedberg making fun of it.
I couldn't believe that Mitch Hedberg thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's probably drug-related, but they said it was a heart attack. He was 37.
He's 37. Mitch Hedberg's a comedian, by the way.
And what was his...
He was like the stoner Stephen Wright.
How did he talk? Did he have a bit, like a...
He just kind of did the stoner mumble, and like one of his famous bits was talking about how he loved koalas. And he was like, I think if there was a koala infestation, that would be the cutest infestation ever.
Sounds like he's good.
He was good.
He was good.
I saw him at the
I like his
desk.
Little non-sequitur one-liners that he would throw in.
Well, didn't he have like a really weird
I'm against
pattern?
Protesting, but I don't know how to show it. I'm against picketing, but I don't know how to show it.
And then one of his favorite lines of mine was, I hate it when people give me a pamphlet. It's like they're saying, here, you throw this away.
Danny saw him. Danny really liked him.
Yeah. He was my favorite. I saw him a couple times.
And now he's dead or death.
Yeah, he's dead. And he's just waiting, making the bed for the Pope.
So, okay, wait a second. We have someone who knows the Dr. Phil story. Hi, you're on AM radio with internet.
Yeah, Corby, Bill, listen. There's not a stupid thing about Dr. Phil, what he's doing.
Yeah.
Attorney or law firms who represent million-dollar companies who are having lawsuits.
Why are you yelling at me?
I don't know. I just got in the deal mode. Anyway, I apologize. What they do is, before they go and spend all this money and maybe lose, they want to see how their strategy is going to work. And so they get random people, and they see what kind of people are going to vote their way. Because when they pick a jury, they want people to side with them, so they go, that's their strategy.
Oh, wait a second. I don't think Corby was bagging on the fact that attorneys had mock trials.
I was just saying that that's how he made his money.
I was saying I didn't understand because I don't know that how the results of the mock trial would have any bearing on the results of the actual trial.
No, it doesn't. It's just that they want to make sure, they want to see how it goes. They want to make sure
it's a dress rehearsal.
Well, they want to make sure, I guess, that their strategy doesn't crash and burn, I suppose.
Yeah, I just can't believe that could allow someone to buy a 65,000 square foot home.
Well, I'm sure he bought the home after his Oprah connection started.
No.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, the last guy was close. My understanding of what Dr. Phil did was he actually sat in the courtroom when they were questioning jurors, and he is an expert at picking jurors.
Oh, okay.
I could be an expert at picking jurors.
To pick jurors.
Gotcha. Thanks for your support. Cabal, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
It's Cable, but I was just going to ask you, Gordon, when dead-hanging Terry Schiavo... And,
when what now?
Oh, when I could get my dead-hanging Terry Schiavo and my dead-hanging Pope doll for my front lawn, go next to my dead-hanging Santa.
No, it only works with Santa.
Oh, really? Yeah. Also, I'd also like a dead hanging Johnny Cochran, if you could throw that in there.
Yeah, he died, too.
Johnny Cochran dead, too, yeah.
So, he's got to be in the apartment over Mitch Hedberg.
No, Terry Schiavo. She's not a real celebrity.
Oh, yeah, that's
all right,
true.
Rank the ones. If you had to rank, who is most likely to go to hell out of those? Who's number one?
Johnny Cochran.
More than Mitch Hedberg?
Yeah.
Yes.
But Johnny Cochran just represented a guy in court.
He did
a lot of charity work and stuff.
He knowingly lied about a murderer.
Right.
I don't think he knew that O.J. was a murderer.
He knew. He's dealing with a bunch of ingrates on the jury. They kept rerunning that, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Mm-hmm.
It's so ridiculous.
If you can come up with a rhyme, then your side deserves to win.
Oh, my God. That's what won? Are you kidding?
So, okay, Johnny Cochran, Mitch Hedberg. Mitch Hedberg or Terry Schiavo, which is most likely to go to hell?
Terry Schiavo had an eating disorder. Didn't Terry Schiavo have an eating disorder, and that's what led to her vegetated state, vegetable state?
Yeah, she loved vegetables. She ate so many of them, she became one.
God frowns on
that. You eat.
That's a really roundabout way.
So most likely to go to hell, Terry Schiavo, and Johnny Cochran.
Then Mitch Hedberg, because of his drug abuse.
And then the Pope.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Oh, sorry. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Yeah, have you guys heard the Sean Hannity cussing up a storm?
No.
Yeah, some smart, audio guy left the sound running in between a commercial and him going nuts about some senator saying, I wonder how PO'd he is and I don't give an S and all this other stuff. It's pretty great.
So let's just say that did obviously get out to the public. How did that get out? Why would the sound guy or whoever's running that show, he got something against him?
No, it was on the air.
Maybe.
Well, then he's fired automatically, because if that gets out, who do you point the finger at?
The guy has to say is, I didn't do it.
All he has to do is say, hey, Dill.
Hi, you're on the
turn
ticket.
Turn my mic off.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Talking about that mock trial.
Uh-huh.
I actually took part in one, and the company that was doing it, they actually were contracted by the DA's office that prosecuted O.J., and they said that they held three of them, and every single one of them, the DA's office lost. And the number one recommendation they said was get rid of Marsha Clark. Nobody liked her. She offended everybody.
So you were there in the courtroom with Marsha Clark, in the fake courtroom with Marsha Clark?
No. I took part in a mock trial.
It was run by the same company that did
the mock trial.
Oh, okay.
To the DA's office.
Really?
And they said, dude, you need to get rid of Marsha Clark. She is offending everybody. And talk about a mock trial coming true.
What's so sad, though, is what does it matter whether she offends people? What if she had the best argument?
Well, he stumped him.
What does she do now?
She was on
Chris
TV
Garden.
For a while, wasn't she?
She looked a lot better.
Is she still on
TV,
like court TV or something?
I think so. Hi, you're on AM.
Hey, can I say something about Norm?
Okay.
You know, when he has that Bob and Steak and Chop House commercial, he talks about no garnish. Does that really keep you from going to a restaurant if they're going to give you garnish or not?
Just let Norm try to do whatever he does.
Well, I've never said, let's not go there because they're going to give me garnish.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Oh. Hi, you're on the SimSam.
Yeah, I've discovered an international conspiracy this morning to make Pope Dill. Corby is the next Pope. Pope Dill. Baby arm.
Hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, did you guys hear that JFK Jr.'s plane crashed today?
That was 5 years ago.
Oh, damn.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, this is a report for Pope Death Happy Talk.
We're not doing happy talk about the Pope death.
Well, they just had a report that what his last words were before he went into unconsciousness.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
Something unintelligible in Latin, and they translated it into cow udder, whatever that means.
on a horrible last few words for your life.
He's speaking.
Yes.
You want to be quiet.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I got a question for Davey. Is there any bands we're checking out at the Deep Ellum Arts Festival today?
Oh, interesting. The Jones thing.
What about Chris Holt Jukebox?
Yeah, I've never heard Chris Holt Jukebox, but I've heard good things.
Chris is genius.
Can you believe the stuff? Next.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Alphamind Show, Final Four weekend is here, and it's Sock Your Prediction Sunday for Major League Baseball. Yes, we'll tell you who's going to win what, who's going to win it all, and we'll do it all Sunday morning, 8 to 11. Grego, please get out of the bathroom, okay? All on the Mark Alphamind Show, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket. He scores! He scores!
The average man thinks about sports scores every 20 minutes.
Danny, what was score?
Oh, I don't know. Don't mind that.
The same man thinks about sex every 3 or 4 seconds.
Two boobs with my hand squeezing the life out of them. That's the symbol for a double.
You'll have to go to handleup.com for the sex stuff. We can help with the sports scores. Ticket tickers every 20 minutes at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. Dallas-Fort Worth's original.
We're moving on. We're going to talk about Sean Bradley. If you have an opinion on that, call back in 15 minutes. Okay?
Okay.
And please leave the guest line clear. Okay? Raise your mic call. 787-1310. Goodbye, Troy. Hello, Fernando, the ticket.
Yes. Good morning, Fernando. I've got some inside information.
Right.
I think will totally blow the lid off of this.
Right.
It is serendipitous.
Hey, listen, you're really kind of rambling. Let's move it along here. I don't have time.
Hey, just put me on hold and pop me on before I change my mind about this.
Listen, do you produce the Dunham Miller Show?
No.
I didn't think so, so goodbye,
sir.
Oh, my God. Hey, Jeremy, listen, turn off all the ringers, please, and pull down your pants. I'm horny.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no.
My name's Corby Davidson. I work for the Ticket radio station here in town. Hi, it's nice to meet you. We're on the air right now. What's your name? Martha. Hi, it's very nice to meet you. Now, is this your home here? You live here?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what we're doing, I'm basically broadcasting from the streets today, and it's very hot outside, as you know. I can't believe you're outside.
Well, I just came out to get paper.
Oh, you did? It's kind of late. Did you have to sign one on last night?
Well, I've already gotten the morning paper, and this is just an extra.
Ah, the evening edition. Now, Martha, it's very hot, as you can see. I'm sweating profusely, and I'm kind of wandering the neighborhood, wondering maybe if I could take a dip in your pool.
I don't have a pool. I don't believe in having a pool in the backyard because we have a lot of children in the neighborhood, and I just don't have one.
Okay, that's fine. Now, another option would be maybe you could hose me down with your hose?
Well, yes. Me too.
You would hose me down?
Sure.
You would hose me down?
Sure.
Martha, I would love it if you would hose me down.
I'll be glad to.
Well, damn it, let's get that hose out.
Okay, it's over here.
Okay, Martha. Here we go.
And don't cuss to that lady, okay?
I'm not cussing.
Excuse me, ma'am? Pardon me?
What'd you say?
I said this is a new experience.
Well, it's not for me. I've been hosed down many a time. You know how prison is, don't you, Martha? What's that, Martha?
You get the hose, and I'll turn the sprinkler on or hose you down.
Okay, now, Martha, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you wear these headsets. You can talk to my friends back at the radio station. Okay, so you're going to be listening to two guys named Mike and Greg. Okay, and then you can talk to them, all right?
Hello, Martha?
Hey, hello. Hi.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
I'm hot. How are you?
We're doing fine.
Oh, good.
The Ticket. Drop Radio.
How are you?
We're doing fine.
Oh, good. You're lucky. You're inside.
Yes, we are lucky. We're inside.
I'm not going to stay out and play this game long.
But you are going to squirt him down, right?
Sure.
Perfect.
He's hot.
And just know this, Martha. There are a whole lot of people wishing they were you right now.
Well,
that would like to hose him.
Is there any way that you can hook? Is there any way that you can hook that up to some acid and squirt him down with some acid?
Oh no, he's a keen guy. He's okay.
Well, once again, there are a lot of people who would strongly disagree with that, but nevertheless,
can you believe that somebody, Martha, would have the nerve to come up to you and just ask you if they could swim in your pool?
Oh, it happens all the time.
It really does. And then he wants you to squirt him down with a water hose. Well, we're about ready to get this going here. Are you squirting in yet, Martha?
Martha, Mike and Greg, we're trying to find the nozzle to turn it on. There it is.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, okay, I got
uh-oh.
It.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Stage Radio.
Okay. We're okay. My Lord, you've got a whole crew out here.
Uh-oh.
Unbelievable.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
All right, Martha, let him have it. Let the snake have it.
Okay, he's ready. You know, that's what you get from having boys.
Oh, Martha, no!
Annoyed, here you go! Oh!
Martha, that poor woman!
Oh, here you go. Martha. Here you go. Now you are a fraternity man.
Thank you, Martha. Oh, this is wonderful.
Good luck. You're glad you didn't get initiated in a worse way.
Right.
Turn over on your back. Okay, yay.
All right.
Not enough.
Yes, Martha.
Okay, here's all your
Come for more information.
This is the ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
It's Final Four Saturday in college hoops. This evening, tipping off at 5:07, 4-seed Louisville makes their first Final Four appearance since 1986, and they have a very tough test in 36-1 Illinois. Illini coach Bruce Weber yesterday was voted the AP Coach of the Year and knows his players are ready to go.
All year we've seen the posters, you know, March to the Arch and all this, and then all of a sudden it's a beautiful night and we're coming across the bridge and the city's lit up and the arch. But I think it hit them that, you know, we were truly here. This is what our goal was, to get here and to make a run at a national championship.
In the late game tonight, Roy Williams, who is making his fifth Final Four appearance, leads North Carolina against Tom Izzo's Michigan State Spartans, and Izzo is worried about matchup problems against the Hills.
There's a couple matchups, you know, at the point. I think we've had some issues, but Allen Anderson has been able to cover a lot of different people. Matt Fran able to cover a lot of different people. I mean, I don't think it's an awful matchup.
And remember, you can hear both of those games right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And the Rangers are in Cactus League action this afternoon in Albuquerque. Today at 2:05, the Rangers take on manager Buck Showalter's old team, the Arizona Diamondbacks. You can see that game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. In other Ranger news, the Rangers Hall of Fame finalists were announced yesterday. Old favorites like Steve Buschel, Pete O'Brien, and John Wetland are a few names to choose from this year on the ballot. Fans will be able to vote throughout the season at the ballpark. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 11:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're doing what we do, giving you what you need. Sports and all that implies. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
That's my new favorite band. Kasabian. We played some of this last week. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
Does he always have a distorted bass?
No, it's just a one gag.
Oh. Hey, was it you who's against me on what's the name of that band that I like?
Keen?
What's the name of that?
No, I was against you. I don't like Keen.
I like Keen. Is it Keen that I'm thinking of? The one with just
the
lead singer?
Bass. The bass player.
Yeah.
And the
there's no bass player. There's just
lead singer, piano, and drums.
Yeah. That was pretty good. Of course, I only heard the two songs they did on Saturday Night Live. No, they're good. And Corby hates them.
I'm surprised you like them because it's kind of boring.
I thought they were real melodic.
Yeah, man. They have some great songs. I mean, if you like the Smiths, you should definitely like Keen. Don't tell me what to like.
Ah! Hi, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy's on the phone with us, guys. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey. Hey, who qualifies for the trifecta here?
That's what we were talking about earlier.
I think it's Johnny Cochran,
Mitch Hedberg, and the Pope.
What about Shivo?
The Pope has to die. Shivo's not a celebrity.
But she's more well-known and infamous in this country than Mitch Hedberg.
She doesn't deserve to be in a trifecta.
Couldn't exactly hear you, so I'm going to make sure. Thanks for your call. What was going on?
Hey,
you have to understand, Jason, when you say things in our ear, don't make them a paragraph long.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Then we can't hear anything else.
When you guys
filmed. By the way, you need to put those little things on GordonKeith.com.
What?
Your little
your
pits
pimp,
that you did
your,
for the A-Ward.
Pimp My House or
yeah.
Cribs or whatever.
Yeah.
No.
You need to put them up there.
No.
Because
not interested in
George's was fun. George's was really funny.
George's was yeah. funny.
They all involved ticket chicks. They all used the same.
Were they in your real homes or?
No, they were up here.
No, they were up here, and all three of us had no idea
it
what the other guys
was,
did.
Was,
they were done in the commercial breaks of the morning show, so we had no planning or anything. It was just turn on the cameras, we'll improv.
And George was like. He's like, oh, he walked through his cubicle. He's like, oh, my wife's here. And it was Kathleen, the ticket chick, you know, sitting in her little Hooters outfit or whatever, and gives her a hug. And then he's like, oh, and my niece, hey, how's it going? And it was another ticket chick. And he gives her, like, he's like, I haven't seen you in so long, baby. And, like, gives her this
it's
hug.
The tediest
and,
hug.
And he's hugging her for, like, 20 or 30 seconds, you know. And then he like, breaks away. And he's like, it's good to see you. And then he grabs her again and just brings her in.
It was
know?
Funny.
Yeah,
it was,
that was funny.
That was funny.
And yours, Craig's was such a mail-in.
I know. Just move on.
But yours is funny, too. Gordon goes in the break room, and is just, like, doing, like, a half-ass inspection, you know, and he opens up the fridge. He's like, oh, what do we got in here? Oh, it's a Lean Cuisine. And then there was, like, this little bottle. Look at a baby formula or something. And it had, like, an ounce of milk in it. And Gordon picks it up. He's like, got a semen sample here.
It was like, but it had a heavier consistency than milk, and it was a little bit, it was kind of oatmeal-y, but liquidy.
It was gross.
Really
the hell was
nasty.
It doing in there?
I have no idea what that was. It was like pancake batter or something.
But that know. Got a big laugh.
How did we start talking about that again? We're talking about dead Pope.
He's
or soon
dead.
To be dead Pope.
Yeah, the Vatican statement is that his
he's
health
still doing
still,
bad.
His health still remains
all right.
Severe.
We'll see how much God likes the Catholic Church. I give God 1 week, and the referendum is whether the Pope lives or not.
Is this good for the Catholic Church to draw attention away from the kitty rape?
Oh.
You know, like does this put a positive spin on things that the leader of the entire
does this
Catholic
put a positive spin on kitty rape?
Yeah. I know it sounds tough to actually do that, but...
You are a great PR person.
Let me tell you what we're going to do here.
Don't emphasize the kitty rape. That's probably a good one.
Yeah.
We're going to deflect the kitty rape talk by dead Pope talk.
Focus all the attention on dead Pope.
Hey, you're on with us.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, isn't it about time for Jerry to put the Pope in the Ring of Honor before it's too late?
No, that's a good point.
That'd be funny. Instead of, like, the little Tom Landry hat, the Pope hat.
Yeah,
know?
He takes Tom Landry out and puts the Pope in. Higher on the ticket.
What yeah. a weird move.
Hello?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you guys seen Terry Schiavo's blog spot?
Yes, and just...
What?
It's horrible.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
I've sent it
to Terry Schiavo's blog. This is, you haven't got this link about a million times?
No.
Oh, I've only seen it once.
Oh, man. Well, people send me stuff over and over again.
Oh.
So it's, yeah, it's Terry Schiavo's blog on blogspot.com. I think it's D-U and then five R's, .blogspot.com. And it's just, don't worry. Don't bother yourself.
Day five,
so long. Yeah. It's just bad. Don't mess with it.
You know, have you guys come out publicly and said that if you ever are in that state, have you told your significant others that...
I don't have one.
No, because I don't know. I just think it seems like it would be hard for me to predict now what I'm going to feel if I'm on the precipice of
well,
that.
Well, I want out.
And you know that you won't change your mind between now and then.
Yes. Take me out.
I want to eat pizza every day for a month.
Yeah. Mush up pizza.
See, because I know...
Put
okay,
my feeding tube in...
All right, what about this? What about if you get cancer?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go through painful chemotherapy if you only have a 20% chance to live?
Yeah.
Now, okay, so you do want to go through
yes.
this?
Yes, yes.
Why?
Well, there's a chance you can live.
What if it's 10%
and
chance
plus,
you live?
Plus, you're functioning as a human.
Well,
know?
I'm saying, what if you're on the brink of being Terry Schiavo'd?
Well, once I get to Terry Schiavo, once I get to that
burn.
State... then yank me out.
Oh, that was another joke that George wouldn't let me do at the AWARD Awards. I wanted to get up there and say, thank you, First of all, I just want to say that all three of our nominees tonight are Shivo-rific. And just hear the silence in the room.
You know what Greggo wanted to do was, if that awards deal was, if they did win, he wanted to go up and he wasn't allowed to speak because Reiner wouldn't let him talk.
But don't tell me he was going to steal my gag of a moment of silence for Terry Schiavo.
He wanted a moment of silence for Terry Schiavo to last like an awkward 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Then a moment of silence for the Pope for another 2 or 3 minutes. And then, like, he wanted to do a moment of silence for the Rangers' upcoming season. But, yeah, don't you agree? Wouldn't you want to be out?
Yeah.
I don't want you.
I don't
want
to be.
How can you say you want to be? People come visit you in that state.
I don't want to be in like suspended animation for years.
But okay, here's the deal. If I'm in that Terry Schiavo state, right?
Mm-hmm. If you've been Schiavo'd.
You've been Schiavo'd.
And if they're accurate in what they're saying, you know, the Michael Schiavo camp saying, no, she doesn't know anything, she's not aware of anything, she. And it makes my parents happy for me to be alive and in that state, and they want to keep me around, then fine.
But
I won't have any opinion on
but
it.
But they're delaying your afterlife.
Well, not according to Michael Schiavo. She's been dead for a while. You know? So apparently he knows what's going on
You'll just be kicking around purgatory for, like, 12 years.
I don't think that'd be a problem.
God, you just have all these people taking care of you, and you're wasting taxpayers'
money. If they want to take care of me,
they
don't
want to.
Oh, okay, you're saying her parents didn't want to take care of her.
No, I'm saying your parents won't want to take care of you.
Well, then that's fine. They can get rid of me.
If
I'm truly not there in that body, I don't care. The problem is, I think that most people project their own prideful self in that body going, oh, man, that'd be so embarrassing.
Right,
oh,
about,
I don't want to inconvenience. Oh.
What about the million-dollar baby scenario? Have you seen it yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, then I won't bring it up.
What is it? Oh, no, the movie Million-Dollar Baby?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You have seen it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen it, but I've had the gag blown for me already.
Yeah, she dies in the end. He kills her.
I was going to say, if you haven't seen the film, you might want to change the station.
Yeah, there's a whole rape scene with Clint Eastwood.
There's no rape scene.
He throws her up on the pinball machine.
It's not like a spaghetti western.
And he and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. But, you know what, and that was even shocking to me, because here is this ultimate fighter that just when it got, she had no fight in her for
because
that.
Her life, I mean, that wasn't living. That's not living.
Okay, you go start talking to all these people in wheelchairs that protested that movie about how they're worthless. There's not any living.
No, but I think it's your own personal choice. Just very Kevorkian-esque. Like.
But no, you just declared that it just wasn't living for anyone.
No, I'm saying for her especially, someone who was so vibrant and alive and just...
Those people weren't vibrant and alive before.
No, I'm sure they were.
Okay.
I'm just saying I can't imagine anyone being in that state not having those thoughts.
Not wanting to die.
No,
you can't understand how you could be in that state
and want to live. No, you think that all those the people in that state, that never crossed their mind, ever?
Some people in that state said it never did cross their mind.
Depends on
but they never got suicidal or anything.
Well, but it depends on your outlook going into it.
Which is surprising to me because she seemed to have a very good outlook on life. And they say that people's outlooks on lives don't seem to change with big catastrophic episodes. But, like I read this study that they did on this. And who are positive people and who are negative people. And they don't seem to turn to be negative people once they have something really bad
now,
happen
to them. If I was in that state, if I was paralyzed... I'd be okay. I'd want to live. Because you still have your mind. But that Terry Schiavo, there's nothing there. You know?
So why does she care whether she lives or dies if there's nothing there?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
But everyone's always with these big pronouncements of just kill me, man. You're worthless. You're nothing then. Just kill me.
Kill me.
And I think that when you get down to it, like I said, and I made this comparison, that I hear a lot of people talk about, man, I'm not going to go through painful chemotherapy. I want my last, I'd rather have 6 good months of quality of life than, you know, 4 years of just being sick the whole time. And they make big claims like that. And then, lo and behold, you get cancer and they want to fight. I think people underestimate the fighting instinct of the human being when it gets down to adversity. But we're just so dead set on, man, I just want to, you know, I walked my whole life with my pride, and if that loss, let the rest be lost with it. I ain't going to look pathetic like that where people can make fun of me.
Why is this guy always doing it?
I don't know, but he is. Anyway.
Well, the Pope's still alive.
Yep.
We thought for sure he'd go on our watch.
Coming up next, we'll see if the Pope dies during this commercial break.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and the North Texas Toyota dealers want you to take home a brand new Toyota Tacoma truck. So take the time to turn up at your Toyota dealer and register for the Tacomathon Hands-On Contest to be held at the Dallas Auto Show April 13th through 17th. You can win the truck and a trip to New York City during the NFL Draft Weekend. Details at theticket.com. If you're a little handsy, this contest fits you to a T.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's one of the... that's genius.
If we had a camera out here, it would be worth $10 million. Martha, thank you, sweetheart. I'll turn your hose off in just a second, okay? You can go ahead and water your plants. Good God. Well, she got me.
What a sweet lady. What's she doing out there watering plants?
Yeah, she's out here in her robe.
Oh, my God.
And there goes Chris to get her evening newspaper. Thank you, Chris, the engineer, doing a great job.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Well,
Colby, I would call your time out on the streets a success. You got in the pool.
Right.
And you got hosed off.
I did. Nice and cool by an old lady, too.
How old is she?
She's probably 80.
Oh, my. That is so...
What was she saying? She's going, okay.
She was afraid of you.
It's a howling wind. Come some points for sex. See them handing out points to the souls of the Metroplex. And down on Harry Hines, a black hooker runs. She's running from the pimp who's coming to collect the fun.
The fun.
Sex, sex, sex. Sex, sex, sex. Sex, 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 sex. Points for sex. Part 2, points for sex. Part 2, points for sex. Points for sex.
It's a local wind. Comes from points for sex. Jacob made out with Angel. Angel was cashing the check.
You plant your demon seed. You raise a sexual fire.
Page Radio.
Party till the cars come home.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, that's B1 Junior Miller out at Plano Cycling and Fitness for the big Trek Super Sale. What a beautiful day it is. Great day to come on out, check out the new store. Same location, but they've redone things out here. And the new bike showroom is gigantic. It's like an airplane hangar. They've got a huge clothing section, huge accessory section. They've even enlarged the service department. If this warm weather is giving you the cycling bug and you want to get out and get the bike tuned up, this is the place to bring it. It's where I always bring my bike. They've got expert mechanics waiting to help you. And they've got lots of great deals, especially on Treks this weekend during the Trek Super Sale, all sorts of Trek bikes and accessories on sale. We are going to be out here from noon until 2, from right now until 2 o'clock. We have ticket chicks with us. We have a ticket table set up. You can come by and get ticket goodies. They've got all sorts of things set up for you here, lots of specials. We'll have food here in a little bit. So come by and say hi this afternoon. Plano Cycling and Fitness, I'll be here until 2 o'clock. That's East 18th Street at Central Expressway, East 18th and Central, just north of the bush in Plano. Come by and see me.
See them making love. See the sex drive higher. Oh, yeah.
$50 cash back. 53 stores, including Irving, McKinney, and Hearst.
The Ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
The Dallas Mavericks clinched a playoff spot in the West for their fifth consecutive year after a dominating win over the 76ers on the road last night, 100-83. This ticker brought to you by All-Pro Foundation Repair and Man's Best Friend. Jason Terry had 13 points in the win, and he is preaching defense heading into the postseason.
Sky's the limit. We got a great team. We hang our hat on depth and defense. We're a deep team, and our defense is better than it was last year, so it's not the same old Mavericks.
The Mavs are 49-23 with 10 games to go. They have the day off today before heading to Cleveland tomorrow to take on LeBron and the Cavs. Roy Williams is making his fifth Final Four appearance tonight, coaching the North Carolina Tar Heels against Michigan State. And Williams has a bit of a man crush on Spartans head coach Tom Izzo.
He's a marvelous coach and coaches the parts of the game that are the most important and that I agree with is the rebounding side up, the defensive side up. So he does a marvelous job there. He recruits very good players.
The Louisville Cardinals take on Illinois in the other semifinal game tonight. You can hear both of those games on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And news out of Rome, Pope John Paul II's condition is not improving. The Vatican has released an update saying the 84-year-old Pope remains in very grave condition. He has, however, shown some reaction to his handlers, but he does have a high fever now, so he's hanging on at the moment.
Hold it here.
Our next ticket ticker.
He's not an animal.
His handlers. His attendants. Excuse me. Our next ticket ticker coming.
I understood they had to get the Pope out of his cage today.
Right.
They got the little loop stick.
One of the bishops.
Yeah.
Ready to crank him. Our next ticket ticker coming up during Sporting News Radio, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass. Reminding you.
Yeah, hold it. He's only acting. This is the way he's acting naturally. He feels threatened.
We know he got a hump on his back, but
stand back,
Burrito.
Here, gap him in the hump.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The White Trash on Metroplex Radio. And just to prove it, we've been married 3 times, but still have the same in-laws.
All right. It's 11:58 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The rant winding down. The Pope is still alive. He made it through that commercial break because he wanted to hear what we got coming up next.
The Pope gave AIDS a human face.
And with some woman on television, we didn't have the sound up, but it was some woman
it was a
talking.
Little lifestyle story on CNN.
Yeah, and the character generator beneath it said, California woman claims Pope gave AIDS a human face. So we have no idea what this is. Did the Pope have AIDS himself, or did he use his magical powers to give each AIDS virus a human face?
Each
I don't know.
Cell.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I'm not sure, but if I ever go to a karaoke bar, I'm going to sing
the Pope
gave AIDS the names. Just change the words.
That'd be good. All right, Corby, you have any big announcements you want to make?
Now we're going to lunch, aren't we?
Yep. Dave, any big announcements?
I'm probably going to get a chicken cheesesteak.
Sweet.
All right. That all coming up next.
What is next?
On Sports Radio. What is next?
Not Troy Aikman.
Sporting News Radio.
Sporting News Radio. All right. We just go ahead and give up next and throw it to network.
Tampons are amazing.
Is The Ticket, KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger.
Today, 4 becomes 2. Hello again, everyone. I'm Greg Springer. Here is what's happening. The Final Four getting set to roll in St. Louis. The national semifinals start just after 6 o'clock Eastern time. Game 1 has Illinois and Louisville. North Carolina, Michigan State will meet in the second game. And while it's serious business in St. Louis this weekend, North Carolina head coach Roy Williams says he's trying to have the kids take it all in.
I am enjoying the experience, and I hope that my kids are. Today, I have looked out the window. We're staying at the Adams Market. Looks out the window, and I can see the arch, and I can see the river. And I said, look down there. There's 5 or 6 of my players throwing a football in the grassy area down there. And I love that.
Meanwhile, Illinois coach Bruce Weber yesterday walked away with the AP Coach of the Year award. He was the runaway winner over Duke's Mike Krzyzewski, and Utah sophomore Andrew Bogut named as the Player of the Year. In baseball, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays yesterday locked up left fielder Carroll Crawford to a new contract. It's worth at least $15 million over the next 4 years, but options and bonuses could push the deal to more than $32 million in 6 years. Dodgers closer Eric Gagne will start the season on the 15-day DL with a sprained right elbow, and as expected, Curt Schilling also put on the DL as he continues to recover from off-season ankle surgery. He hopes to return in time for the April 13th start against the Yankees. This sporting news flash has been brought to you by the John R. Wooden Award. Check out woodenaward.com for this week's big announcement of all the All-American team and the five College Basketball Player of the Year Award finalists that are invited to the 2005 national telecast of the Wooden Award ceremony. That's next Saturday, April 9th at 1 p.m. Eastern.